Blog Talk Radio.
Don't want to be involved in this, man. This is gonna be a blues number.
Yeah.
But first, I want to do a little bit of background on the blues and say what it is. Like, there are six cardinal colors, and colors have always come to signify more than simply that particular shade, like redneck or got the blues.
Yeah.
That's where you apply colors to something else, you know, to come up with what it is you're trying to say. So there are six cardinal colors: yellow, red, orange, green, blue, and purple. And there are 3,000 shades. And if you take these 3,000 shades and divide them by six, you'll come up with 500.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning there are at least 500 shades of the blues. For example, there's the I Ain't Got Me No Money blues. There is the I Ain't Got Me No Woman blues. There's the I Ain't Got Me No Money and I Ain't Got Me No Woman, which is the double blues. And for years it was thought that black people was the only one who could get the blues, so the blues hadn't come into no international type of fame. But lately we done had Frank Rizzo with the lie detector blues. We done had the United States government talking about the energy crisis blues. And we're gonna dedicate this next poem here to Spearhead X, the X second in command in terms of this country. And the poem is called H2O GATE Blues. And if H2O is still water and GATE is still gate, what we're getting ready to deal on is the Watergate Blues. Let me see if I can dial this number right first. Click. Click. I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. Click. Inoperative. Just how blind will America be? The world is on the edge of its seat, defeat on the horizon. Very surprising that we all could see the plot and still could not. Let me do that part again. Just how blind will America be? The world is on the edge of its seat, defeat on the horizon. Very surprising that we all could see the plot and claim that we could not. Just how blind, America? Just as Vietnam exploded in the rice, snap, crackle, and pop could not stop people determined to be free. Just how blind will America be?
Like they had the old Reeboks, but I'd love to have a pair of old Reeboks.
The shock of a Vietnam defeat sent Republican donkeys scurrying down on Wall Street. And when the roll was called, it was Pepsi Cola and Phillips 66, Boeing, Dow, and Lockheed. Ask them what they're fighting for, and they'll never mention the economics of war. Ecological warfare, above all else, destroy the land. If we can't break the Asian will, we'll bomb the dikes and starve the man. America, the international Jekyll and Hyde, the land of a thousand disguises, sneaks up on you but rarely surprises. Plundering the Asian countryside in the name of Fu Manchu. Afraid of shoeless, undernourished Cambodians, while we strike big wheat bargains with Russia, our nuclear enemy. Just how blind, America? But tell me, who was around where Hale Boggs died? And what was the cause of LBJ's untimely demise? And what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, while America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. How long will the citizens sit and wait? It's looking like Europe in 38. Did they move to stop Hitler before it was too late? How long, America, before the consequences of keeping the school system segregated, allowing the press to be intimidated, watching the price of everything soar, and hearing complaints because the rich want more? It seems that Macbeth and not his lady went mad. We've let him eliminate the whole middle class. The dollar's the only thing we can't inflate, while the poor go on without a new minimum wage. But what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, and there are those who say America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. How much more evidence do the citizens need that the election was sabotaged by trickery and greed? And if this is so, and who we got didn't win, let's do the whole goddamn election over again. The obvious key to the whole charade would be to run down all of the games they played. Remember Dieter Beard and ITT, the slaughter of Attica, the CIA in Chile, knowing nothing about Allende at this time in the past, as I recollect, Augusta, Georgia, the nomination of Supreme Court Justice to head off the tapes, William Calley's executive interference in the image of John Wayne, Kent State, Jackson State, Southern Louisiana, hundreds of them authorized bombing raids, the chaining and gagging of Bobby Seale. Somebody tell these Maryland governors to be for real. We recall all of these events just to prove that Whataburgers in the Watergate wasn't no news. The thing that seems to justify all of our fears is that all this went down in the last 5 years. But tell me, what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, while America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. We leave America to ponder the image of justice from its new wave of leaders. Frank Rizzo, the high school graduate mayor of Philadelphia whose ignorance is surpassed only by those who voted for him. Richard Daley, imperial Napoleonic mayor of Chicago, who took over from Al Capone and continues to implement the same tactics. George Wallace, Lester Maddox, Storm Thurmond, Ronald Reagan, an almost endless list that won't be missed when at last America is purged. And the silent White House with the James brothers once in command. But see the sauerkraut mafia men deserting the sinking White House ship and their main mindless megalomaniac Ahab. McCord has blown, Mitchell has blown, no tap on my telephone. McCord has blown, Mitchell has blown, no tap on my telephone. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean, it follows a pattern if you dig what I mean. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean, it follows a pattern if you dig what I mean. And what are we left with now? Bumper stickers that say Free the Watergate 500. Spy movies of the same name with a cast of thousands. And that ominous phrase that if Nixon knew, Ag knew. But Ag didn't knew enough to stay out of jail. And what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray. And there are those who swear they've seen King Richard. 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 Beneath that cesspool. What a game.
Drinking too much.
like Mike asked me, he wanted to borrow my tractor once. God only knows.
God only knows.
Hey.
No, who's on the shop favorite puck?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, she's a church bus driver now? Come here, Judge. Come here. Judge O.
You don't want in there any other time of the in there.
Water and shit.
I'm gonna spread my wings.
Yeah, I got my truck washed and everything clean.
I'll spread them all.
Motherfucker, when he comes back to your fucking voice, guarantee it. I'm gonna start my own holiday. Bad, eh?
I've got myself to remind me of love. I've got my mind and my heart, yeah.
Right. Why would you get out? Solid truck to leave my house.
Oh, yeah. I'm right. Spread it all through my world.
I'm going to see you. I'm going to see you.
Happy feeling.
Good meeting my baby.
Okay, you're always up my fucking ass.
They love me. I'm too disciplined with it.
Hello, Ron Rick.
I'm working on it. Hold on a second. I got muted out of here for a minute. We're going to get a bunch of background.
We're playing the same song
right
again.
With
okay. Let me change the song with you.
Thank you.
Well, Merry Christmas, and welcome to the Ron Rick Show, live on BTR. How's everybody doing tonight? I'm doing well. I have got my divorcee, and the phone lines are open, so you can call in and ask your queries, and I will help you to see if I can answer them so-called questions that you seek. So you can call in now. Operators are standing by.
So don't fear the number. Call in now, 718-508-9813. Have your credit card ready and wait 4 to 6 weeks for shipping and handling. And it's a good offer tonight when you call in the first 5 to 10 minutes. I will send you a free extra toothpick, no cost to you, absolutely, just pay separate shipping and handling. And we'll get that extra toothpick to you. Anyway, how's everybody doing tonight? This is Ron, and hope you're enjoying the music. Anthony loaded some real good tunes for us to listen to. And I'm just hanging out tonight. We have a topic we're working on, but we couldn't get it done fast enough. Yep, he said toothpick. Toothpick. It's a little wooden instrument, like a splinter, but not sharp from a 2x4 instrument to pick your teeth. Now, if you're a good picker, you might be able to play a song on your teeth with your toothpick. That's up to you. Anyway, so, hey, it's open tonight. We're doing an open line deal tonight. Let's see. Let me do the promo of the show. What does it say? It says, let's talk about it. You know, in our categories are politics and whatever other criminal entities that have allowed to into the political world. And, of course, you know, we are ran by a cartel. So it's good to be an American. So, hey, what can I say? Anyway, so we have me and me again and me co-host and Michael the Hood and Pumpkin 13. I hope you all are having a good evening tonight. The weather here has turned really ugly. It's dropped from sunny, beautiful, and Florida-like weather to Arctic fucking Alaskan weather. We went from spring to winter again. So the climate change has changed, and it's over. Now, summer will be considered winter. Fall will be spring from here on out. Our vice versa are multiples. One day it's hot at 90 degrees. Next day it's at freezing point. So enjoy it. Make sure you have all your garden plants protected with plastic. Okay. And, of course, you all know what margarine's made out of, don't we? It's considered also a plastic. It is plastic, and you're eating it. But your body can't absorb it because it's plastic. It has no actual value to it or any nutrients to plastic. So, anyway, for all you cigarette smokers out there smoking acetate coal polymer, that's the same thing, better known as carpet glue. Ask for it by name. It is a household name, carpet glue, by, I guess, 3M, Monsanto, DuPont, all them favorite chemical companies you all live with. And the makers of GMO seeds. Farmers love the yield and prosperity of it. Anyway, I got a caller. Let's bring the caller in. Hello, caller. How are you doing this evening?
Hello, Ron Wreck.
You're the wrong caller.
I'm the wrong caller? Well, thank you so much.
No, I don't mean it in a bad way. I hit the wrong button. Bad me. Let me pull this one in real quick. Get your hand up. 803, how's it going?
Hi, Ron and Antoinette. How are y'all doing?
Hello, Michael Hood.
I'm doing pretty good.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that, sweetheart.
I'm not doing too pretty good. I got a couple of family members that are kind of scary right now. They're in the military intelligence, but they don't want to pry no information out because they don't sign a contract over. If you talk, we'll come to your house and we'll kill you. I'm going to say it like that. That's plain and simple.
Welcome in. Yeah, welcome. Absolutely. That's
now,
Mike,
can you do a blog talk show also?
Yeah, I do a blog talk show. It's called The Late Night Hour, but we haven't been on a couple weeks. We've been having a little technical difficulty because, like, when we get in certain topics, they cut us off. You've been cut off about 20 damn times on the show, and it's thelatenighthour.com. That's all you got to, latenighthour.com. All in one word.
How late is the night hour?
He comes on 9:30 Pacific time, and that's 11:30.
That's 12:30 this time.
Yeah.
It was 9:30 Pacific is 12:30 Eastern.
We have a
latenight.com.
Yeah, thelatenighthour.com is all conspiracy. We do nothing but conspiracy.
Thelatenight.com.
Yeah, the late night hour. I'll put a link in the chat room for y'all. But
yes, thank you.
Because we've been doing it in certain topics we get to is a little touchy. A little touchy for the government of the United States. They don't kind of like it, so they come in and disrupt the show and cut us off a couple times and bring in the trolls. But we already know how to handle the trolls. But they done took it to the next level. They see the trolls are not working, so they come in to cut you off. When we talk about some really deep conspiracy stuff, people be acting like your conspiracy stuff that you're talking about is doom and gloom. It's not really doom and gloom. It's real evil, but at the same time, it's that people need to know what is really going on. I mean, the truth hurts. So the farther you go deeper in the truth, the more it's going to hurt. And it's going to be more, and the more deeper you go to, people are not going to believe it. So, you know, I mean, you have conspiracy theorists that would just stay on 9/11, government, and that's about it. But they won't go no more deeper into the layers of the pyramid hierarchy. But we kind of go out there and go a little more deeper, and they don't like it. They'll cut us off. You know, they'll cut you off real quick. If you're saying the right words and them keywords going to that computer, they'll come and cut you off.
Yeah, well, that is true. Now, have y'all discussed May 15th?
You're talking about the Airlines, the American Spring?
Yes, but also, that's the day that, you know, they're supposed to vote on the internet or whatever.
Most likely I'm going. Yeah.
And how do you think that's going to come out?
I mean, I'm going to stay in the back.
I'm saying as far as do you think that they're going to shut down the internet? How do you think they're going to make that call?
They have to have a backup plan to shut down the internet. They can't just say come out and just say to shut down the internet. It has to be an excuse for them to shut it down. So, I mean, you cannot really shut down the internet and just come out and I'm going to shut it down. No, you have to have a plan. You have to have some kind of threat. But I know the government already has a threat backup plan already in contingency for them to go ahead and call it, but they haven't called it yet. So you have SOPA and you have the other organization. I can't remember the name. I know it's SOPA that there's freedom of speech on the internet. Like, they'll take away your Second Amendment rights.
Mm-hmm.
On the internet, so it's getting close, but I mean it's not too far away, it is not too close here. I mean, we still got a little more time to go, but it's here though, very close.
Okay, I'm looking at your site, and I see you have fast food and you have Oreo Nabisco. Tell me about that.
Well, we do a lot of corporate logos, and we do a lot of, like, the logos of food companies and stuff, and we deal with the occult world, the esoteric of, you know, the occult. The cult is something that's hidden, but the occult is dealing with witchcraft and stuff like that, but we go ahead and we find the signs and the symbols in these corporate logos up that are around. I can't explain this, man. I don't want to get in trouble, man.
that's okay. You're all right.
I'm trying to put it in a certain way that I can say that I don't want to get flagged. But see, we take corporate logos and we find out the meaning of the corporate logos. We find out the true meaning of what they really mean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're very deep into the esoteric knowledge of figuring out the truth about what these symbols mean. Because these symbols hold power. They hold power to the masses. And the masses don't really know what they're getting into when they buy these products. They just look at the product and they get it. Oh, it's cookies. It's Oreo. I'm hungry or whatever. The kids, you give it to your kids. But really, these symbols that are on these products really stand for occult philosophy. That has been going back since the beginning of the time, back to the ancient mystery schools.
Oh. I see.
So if you look at the Oreo, you have – the Oreo has a double cross. That kind
does
of – Yeah. It's the same rule. I give you prime example beside the look at McDonald's. If you look at McDonald's and you look at I'm loving it and you have the M, if you turn the M sideways, that signifies a 13. Got to open your mind up now. You can't. You got
to
open
up. I am. I'm really trying to look at this and
Antoinette,
see this
Ron,
in my head.
Ron got to let you smoke some weed. You may. You smoke
I don't do that.
Maybe they'll open you. You'll see it now. It's there.
Yeah. Well, you know, now Monsanto's going to be in with the weed.
Yeah. Yeah. You have DuPont. You have DuPont. You have FedEx. You have UPS.
Yeah.
You have all of these corporate. These corporate systems that are running America, that are in America to make money, that have logos that we really don't pay attention to.
Yeah.
I give you another one. This is I don't think y'all can well grasp it, but if you just look really hard, if you look at the FedEx logo, if you look at FedEx, and you look into when it says FedEx, you look at the Fed, and you look at when it says FedEx, there's an arrow. Between the D and the X, there's an arrow, and the arrow is pointing to the X. The X symbolizes Saturn. Saturn is the god of time and space. Saturn is the god of war. He's the god of corruption. He's the god of everything that's negative. See, I don't have my notes with me right now. I'm just trying to go off the head. But if you really look into Saturn, Saturn is the major planet of the occult world. The occult world runs everything of this planet. So when people look at it, it's just humans, and they're in Wall Street, or are they in politics, or something, or this and that. But no. That's not it. These people that you see on TV that are your politicians, they're just puppets. They might be in the organization, but they're not really hierarchy in the organization. They're being lied to at the same time. But you have a certain group that is really corrupt into – I'm going to tell you. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. People who disagree with me, I don't care. It's witchcraft. I used to deal with witchcraft. I used to deal with voodoo and all that stuff, man. I used to leave my body. I used to do astral projection. I used to put spells on people. I used to make people life torment. I used to want to go out here and torment people life left and right. And I didn't even have to lift my hand. All I did was I had to just go ahead and summon spirits up and leave my body, and I can go ahead and destroy your life. This is the truth. This is what's going on in America right now, and people are not seeing this. They just see it's just government. Oh, it's just government doing this, and that's it. But they're not going deeper. You have to go deeper into the conspiracy. You cannot just go on one level. You have to go deeper into this, because I know a lot of people down here in South Carolina that does with spiritual witchcraft and voodoo. And when you think of that, you think it's a joke, but it's not a joke. This is very serious thing that's going on here in America that people don't know about. It's spiritual warfare going on in your mind right now. If you're not part of the right light, you're going to be corrupted. And I can corrupt you into doing things that you don't want to do. But now I'm a type of person that I don't want to do that no more. I mean, the God of the true light came to me and said, you're doing wrong, man. I mean, it'll come to you, and when you do it, you cannot get out of it, man. And if you try to get out of this occult world, you'll have spirits, you have things coming to your house. You can't sleep at night. I don't even go to sleep at night anymore. I got to go to sleep in the daytime. Imagine that. You got to go to sleep in the daytime. Can't sleep at night. Unless I'm drunk, I can go ahead and pass
Michael,
out.
I do that, and I don't have – there's nothing attacking me.
Okay.
I've been doing it for years from doing shows.
But once you find out that
Michael, from doing shows years and years ago, and my daughter was still in school then, and I would stay up all night because I would get done the shows, you know, late at night, and I knew I would have to be up in a couple of hours to make sure that she got up to go to school. And
And so, man, you're doing it for shows. I'm doing it because I have spiritual demons that come into me.
Yeah,
and
no, well, honey, my child is done now. And then, you know, remember, I pulled her out of school and I homeschooled her, so.
I do it to try to protect myself.
Yeah, now it's just, it's more peaceful at night to me. It's quieter. You know, I can get more done.
I mean, yeah, I guess you're protected. I mean, I wasn't protected. I was foolish. I was out there in the world and didn't care. I was dealing with people that didn't care what people think, and they did a lot of spiritual warfare against other people.
Yeah. And that does have a lot to do with it, you know, lifestyles and things like that. You know, just personal choices that people make.
I have friends that had demons come up. We do seances or have demons come up in there. They have demons. The demon will form right in your face, and you'll see it while you're sitting there. And they tell the demon, go ahead and call out. And you tell us before when y'all come to me and you want to give your money up. People will give you $20 up or whatever to find your ailment. What's wrong with you? The demon will tell us the night before that every problem that was with you and who was coming to see us the next day. That's what the demon will tell us. They will already know who you are before you even come to us. And you'll give all your money up. You just give it up, and you'll believe that it's really God doing this for you. But it wasn't. It was the occult. He will tell you that. This is real. This is not a game. This is people who think you're
crazy.
Yeah,
I know. This is real. Have you ever heard of Mike Warnke?
Who? Mike Warnke?
Yeah.
No, I never heard of him.
He's a Christian comedian, but before he became a Christian, he was a satanic worshiper, and he made it up to be a priest in it, and he talked about how, you know, like the things that you're talking about.
Yes. I mean,
I read his book about 20-some years ago.
Have you ever heard of astral projection?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yes, see, astral projection is where you can go into the lower dimensional realms. And it's kind of like the movie Jumper. If y'all ever seen the movie Jumper,
I've never seen that.
If you go watch the movie Jumper, just look it up. Jumper. It shows a guy that can go. He can leave his body and go into another area. Like say he's in New York, he can go to Paris just in a matter of seconds. And that's
Well, Michael, since you're on here and you know about this stuff, let me ask you, because I hear a lot of people talking about shapeshifters.
Oh, shapeshifters, yeah. There's different types of shapeshifters. Because if you look at demons, demons can shapeshift to anything. A demon can shapeshift into your glass that's sitting on the table. It can shapeshift into a pen. It can shapeshift into these curtains. It can shapeshift into anything. But
I am talking about a person.
Well, that's called reptilian.
That turned into they switched, made themselves go into something else.
Well, the reptilians, all they can do is shapeshift into a human form. But you have demons that are in the astral realm that can shapeshift into any form. It could be your dead mother. It could be your grandmother. It could be somebody dead that can walk around your house, stuff like that. Because I don't had that. I don't had spirituals walk around and thinking that's my grandmother. It's not even my grandmother. It's a demon. Because the demons are from your spirits. They know everything about you.
Right.
That's why I tell people to psychic. You go to a psychic, and some psychics are real, and I'm gonna tell you why they're real. They're real because they have familiar spirit. Their guide. They say their guide is one of their spiritual guides. That's a lie because they've been lied to. They don't even know what the hell is going on. The psychic is being used. So that demon is communicating with the demon that's inside of me. Everybody has a demon with them since they was in birth. So if I'm going to talk to a psychic, she knows everything about my grandmother. That is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you specifically stating everybody has just one demon in them?
Yeah, everybody has a demon. Yeah, since your birth, Ron, you got a demon in you, too. Everybody.
I know about having a demon in you. No, demons are assigned.
I have to rebut that.
It's a familiar demon that knows everything about you. I mean, he knows everything.
But let me say what I'm going to say, brother. Here's what I'm saying. You said demon. I have demons. I have more than one.
You have a legion. He has a legion of demons. Ron, behave yourself.
Yeah, I'm like Sissy Spacek. I mean, or who was the other one? Sally Fields played Sybil. That's me. I'm that one.
I don't think Sally Fields played Sybil.
I have so many different personalities. You know, I don't know what I'll be 1 minute till next. I might flip out. Who knows? You never know. I mean, just don't predict me. You know, I have a legion army. Yeah, I have a reconnaissance demon team. I got them all. Absolutely. I mean, I don't mean to be that way, but, you know, I'm trying to be a pleasant person, except when I get on the radio, not become this asshole demon. I don't know why. I don't get it.
This,
you know, kind of. I don't know. It's hard to explain that stuff.
I mean, if you're not really...
people that dealt in occults and, you know, they read all Aleister Crowley's books and all that crazy shit, you know. I mean, hey, whatever people want to believe it. I mean, like I said, I question the Bible, period. I don't, you know, and it's from the jump street of it. I mean, a lot of people believe a lot of it by, you know, they're just stories to me and they don't really jive. They just don't jive. And, you know, the saying that I do agree on is the point is everything is here now has been here before. So, I mean, I believe that. But, you know, as far as religion goes, religion is entirely bullshit. I mean, it is. I mean, there might be some legitimate ones out there, but very, very few.
Well,
you know,
there is a true God out there.
I'm not denying that at all. But here's what I'm saying, man. I'm saying the fact is these so-called religions have turned into this bullshit money-snatching game. It's a con. You know, a lot of them. I hate them when they really try to push yourself on you. You know what I mean? It's your individual's choice whether they want to go to the church or worship the way they want to worship. That's your choice.
They force it on you so you know that you know they're fake. They're not real if they have to force upon you.
They're marketing. It's a marketing thing. That's what I'm saying.
So what happens when the money runs out and then the religions can't get money no more and the economic collapse happens? So what do you think they're going to do?
They're going to close up, like, quicker than shit. But, I mean, the thing of it is, you know, I think that would put in a perspective to people's thought would be the fact is apparently there's not really a God. Why are these bad things happening? There's such a God that loves me so much. Why is he allowing these things to happen? You know, so
see, you made a good point, Ron. You said, I hear this all the time about people. People say, why did God let this happen? God didn't let this happen. We let this happen. We have our own mind and brain to know what's right and wrong. So how can we sit here and blame God and we're doing it to ourselves?
We are the creation of him.
I know, but why would God have to come down here and babysit us, though, Ron? Why would God have to babysit us? We're grown people, though. Why we have to babysit us?
Doesn't the government babysit us now?
That's a different story now. That's another topic.
Well, there's another
kind. I understand what you're saying.
Right. No, I'm not denying the fact there is a God. No doubt in my mind. But the problem is religion. Religion, I think, is utterly bullshit. You know, and that's it. They're really, you know, preaching from their heart in what they believe. But you know, a lot of these churches, I've researched churches for 6 years, man. I looked in every aspect of religion, and it all comes down to the same thing. It's the same spill every time. It's always the same old, same old. And what I'm saying about that, man, it's doom and gloom like a son of a bitch. And if you don't help me get this, give me your money to help me spread this fucking word, it's all going to hell, going to break loose. You're going to hell and damnation, you know. Come on, man. Because only a person... Take your individual self, and they have to convince their self that there is a God that they can believe in. You know what I mean? Even if there wasn't one. You know what I mean? Is they have to convince their self to, you know, be forgiven for things they've done wrong. You know, repent their bullshit. And, you know, everyone repent your sins. No, repent your bullshit that you've done, because you know it was wrong when you did it. You know what I mean?
That's how I am. Like, since I came to the light, I used to do a bunch of bullshit. Now, Ron, I'm telling you, I was making people's lives miserable. Now I didn't even have to touch them. I didn't have to touch them at all. I had spirits do it for me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to do nothing, Ron. But now I'm seeing the truth. What's going on in this world is like I cannot back down no more. I cannot do it no more because if I do it, I know I'm wrong. I'm wrong for doing it. Back then,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know
right.
no better.
But you know,
but
that's saying you can't blame nobody else but yourself. You know, if you do something wrong, it's you. That's how usually it goes.
I can't judge
some people. But people claim, you know, the devil made me do it, the dog told me to do it, shit like that. You know what I mean? And you got to separate that from the real reality right in front of you. You know, you have to learn to separate those two things.
I tell him you were dumb as fuck for letting the devil do it to you.
If you let the so-called devil do it to you, that means you are weak.
When
you let somebody else control you or something control you, you are weak for some reason. You have no protection.
And you know what, Ron? Like you say about the other day, we was on Vern's show, and you was trying to say that shit, and you had what's-his-name coming in, Beezy coming in, it's doom and gloom. But, you was telling the truth. This is what's going on in America. America is being destroyed from within. It's not being destroyed from without. It's being destroyed from within.
Exactly. Internal destruction. That's what I said. Yeah. Internal destruction.
And look at there is no family structure no more. If you read Albert Pike and Jessup Manzini, they tell you that in America they're going to destroy the family first. Once they destroy the family, they can control the children.
Right.
That's a fact, Mike.
They're controlling the children. They're controlling the family setting. You know, before, you know, it used to be the wife stayed at home, took care of the house and the kids. That is no more.
Yeah.
The children are not being taken care of by the family unit no more. They're being taken care of by paid people. They don't give a shit about these kids.
CPS,
we talk about that. You know, say that's another part of it. It causes these issues and problems. You know, if the parents ain't around, look, man, if mom and dad both have to work to keep a fucking roof over their heads, you know, in reality, what time do they have to spend with children? How do the children get any actual physical nurturing from their, you know, they're people, you know what I'm saying? Because they don't, because you figure, if a kid's in school all day long, 6-7 hours a day, then the kid has to go to a babysitter for another 3-4 hours a day. How much time do you spend with your kid? None. See what I mean? Nothing.
Then look at all the single parents that are out there, man. There's no family no more. I mean, you know what I mean? It's crazy.
Well, a lot of people... People can't get along like you used to because they don't have no social interaction with each other no more. They don't know how to act with each other. You know what I'm saying?
It's all about Facebook and social media. They're stuck in the fucking laptop or on their damn phone or iPad.
Right.
They're not really communicating with nobody. You communicate
and
on fucking technology.
But that's what they want. That's what they got.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. That's what these...
Can you blame them on
for a reason? You know,
can you
believe it's like a wonderful thing, but at the end of it, it comes up to be a bad thing. You know, I'm not saying nothing bad about the internet. I'm not saying bad about the government.
The only thing
I talk about is what I see. That's it. I don't make shit as it goes along.
Ron, can you blame the hierarchy for doing this to us? You know what? I see it now. I used to blame the hierarchy for all these problems, but now I'm seeing that I can't blame them because they're telling us what the fuck is going on. So how can I blame them?
Right.
I got to blame myself for not being aware
of it. That's right. That's it. We should be in control of them. But I like, you know, this new bill that came out. You know, it's the HR, whatever the fuck it was. The HR 4720, I think what it is. But now they're going to attack these son of bitches overseas that have these, you know, offshore bank accounts and nail up 30% of what they got in there. They're going to attack everybody in the world. So if you have, you're an American and you have a bank account in Switzerland, you know, July the 1st, they're going to take 30% of it away from you. Now, what kind of bullshit is that? Where did they be able to tax around the world? Where can you tell an outside bank that they're coming to take this money?
Yeah,
you see what I mean?
Down here in South Carolina, Ron, we just passed a bill. My Republicans or whatever, I don't think it was Democrat or Republican, that passed a bill for wiretapping on cell phones, and they passed it. They said you cannot do that here in South Carolina. Hell no.
Dude, they do that. They even do that shit before the bill ever came out.
Yeah, so it really
this
didn't make no sense why they came out with
it.
I guess it was just a show.
They had the plan. When cell phones came out, they was here's a way we can monitor everybody. And that's what they do. They monitor everybody.
You know what?
Why are you giving them phones away, Michael? They were giving them Obama phones out, man. Free.
And Ron,
get what you do. There's your RFID chip called a cell phone, man. RFID chip fucking cell phones.
Hey, Ron, guess when you do when you download an application? When you download an application on the phone, just say I want Google Maps on my phone or I want something for sports. The application tells you beforehand that we're going to get your information off your phone. We can get your text. We can get anything that we got once you go ahead and download this application. And they tell you. They tell you right there. We can monitor your phone.
Right.
That's why I don't download applications like that. All my applications, I deleted all them. Once I start, when I had my mind together and I looked at that shit, and when I was about to download, before they tell you before you click on it, we're going to watch your phone records.
But even if you do download an app and you delete it, it doesn't mean it's gone. That app, part of the application is still being to monitor you.
Well, I just don't know.
That's like a hard drive on the computer. You can delete a hard drive until you're blue in the fucking face, but you ain't going to get rid of shit.
And what I do on my computer, I have my computer for 4 years straight. I have my computer 4 years straight, and I ain't get no crash or no virus because I got a certain software that collects it before it happens. But at the same time, people...
Yeah. It's like this computer is a fucking fortress. But the point, though, is what I'm saying. Everything I do on this computer is still an hard drive.
Yeah, you got to watch your computer, man, because they'll come up with software where they'll download to your computer without even you knowing it.
Right. The first thing they do when they carry on their computer, they're going to pull the hard drive out. Right off the bat, they're going to check the whole history of that computer through the hard drive.
Yeah, NSA said 2 weeks ago that they can watch your computer and go into your hard drive with the computer off.
Yeah, sure, as long as it's got an internet connection. You bet you.
And what the NSA is doing this to collect everybody information in America to know how you will fucking fight against them. This is what they're doing to y'all. They know if you are be able to fight against the fucking system when the system collapses and they bring they rear their horns up and them horns come out and you see that bull ready to ram your ass. They'll know how to take you. They'll know how to come to your house, know everything about you. That's why I don't go on Facebook. Go ahead, Ron.
Mm-mm. But look where I live, man. I live in the middle of nowhere. Only one knows how I'm out here is God and the government.
I live in the middle of nowhere, too, man. You ain't the only one. I'm in a small town, though, but I got
a little bit. I don't live in a town. I don't have a town near me.
Well, yeah, you even better.
Where I live, there is no town. But that's not
well,
you're on the
Madrid fault line. You better not have no earthquake right there and split in half.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope that shit swallows my ass up because, I mean, it ain't
going to
show.
No, Oklahoma been having earthquakes for the past couple of months, man, some serious earthquakes. They said the Madrid is about to over there in the ozone,
too. Oklahoma ain't far from it. You know it. I mean, that's cool. But, I mean, I like to see an earthquake hit D.C. and suck that shit up like a toilet, you know what I mean?
I think in 2012, they had one in 2012. It was a 5.0 that was right there in Washington. Everybody started flipping in 2012. Yeah, I went in 2012. It wasn't that bad, though, but they was kind of, everybody was nervous up there in Capitol Hill.
Right.
Everybody was nervous.
Hey, but who knows what's going to happen? Now, the thing that don't mean to change subjects, but I'm really curious of how this American Springs will look. So I have not seen no new information up on this, and I think you would hear, this is now, what, the 13th? And so three days from the hitting. But I have this site doesn't really tell me much shit.
I mean, I got friends. I'm on another network of radio network. It's called WakingUpTheMasses.com. I'm over there, and they do a lot of promoting about the American Springs, and they want me to come to Washington and all of that on the 16th.
Right.
I might go, but at the same time, I might not go. I mean, I'm not trying to get caught up in that stuff.
Trust me. My email box is so full every day for that shit. It's unbelievable.
You're going around. You want to go around? I'll come and pick you up.
I thought about it. I thought about it, man. You know, fuck.
You want to go around?
I don't think it's going to turn out the way they expect it. I'm telling you.
Fly out to Charlotte. If you fly out to Charlotte, I'll pick you up in Charlotte.
Well, hell, I was going to straight to Virginia.
Well, yeah, Virginia, whatever.
Right. But,
See, I can drive. I'm only 6 hours away.
Right. Yeah, you're just down the street. But, no, man, I'm not seeing any YouTube feeds lately about what's going on, people showing up in D.C. yet.
Well,
you
got Pete Santilli. You have Pete Santilli coming out saying that he's going Pete Santilli. You have other couple people. I forgot their names, but Pete Santilli is kind of one of the guys that he's the one that did with the Bundy Ranch stuff and shit.
Mm-hmm.
He said he's going and stuff, but it's not going to make no difference.
Is this a false flag operation trying to happen, kick off?
I'm scared of that. I seen four or five. I seen this shit 6 years ago. I seen this shit where it deals with protesting. That the government has moles that will come into your protests, that with you in your camp, and go ahead and shoot off shots to call something. To bring
them are anarchists. Is what they are.
Yeah. Well, I call them a sleeper cell. They're a sleeper cell with the CIA.
Yeah, that's like that Occupy shit. You know, they found out. There's a bunch of plants in there, you know. They were provoking shit to go off, you know.
Yeah.
So
I don't think it's going to really make no difference if you go to Washington. I mean, then at the same time, you cannot have no guns in Washington at all. You cannot bring guns into Washington. So if you walk in there with your guns in Washington, you will be liable to be locked up. So, I mean.
Well, the other thing, mass media is not picking this up at all. Nobody. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no one's picking up. If they do go, like you had the trucker rally, the trucker rally was last year, I think, how many truckers went there? About 10,000 or something, 5,000?
Right.
Went too many, but I don't think that's the way to go. I think we can do it.
10 million people show up this gig, you know, which would be great. But it's going to have to take a hard, hard blow to this countries to wake these people up to do something like that. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be a hard hit. The hard hit's coming, but nobody sees it. You know, they're not told it. They don't know it. People are not informed at all. And it's
going to get bad. There's some areas that in the intelligence community, a couple of people I know in the intelligence community, that there is going to be there's going to be spots in America that are going to be hit that people are not looking for. Everybody looks for the airport or stuff like this or a school, but it's going to be something very serious. And I give you one spot that they are looking at to hit. It's the Hoover Dam. Watch for the Hoover Dam to be hit, man.
Right.
The Hoover Dam. Yeah, I'm telling you, man, they're going to come with
me. Did you ever see
the Hoover Dam?
I don't know if you watched.
I'm sorry,
Hoover
Ron.
Dam?
Yes. What's in the Hoover Dam? What's so special about that?
Water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you blow that bitch up, all that water comes down and goes down to how many cities, Ron? All them cities down there on that little waterway.
Right.
That's something major,
right,
man. That's worse than 9/11.
Yeah. But it's going to take something like that. But they'll blame it on somebody else when it happens. That's the problem. You know, people don't get that. They don't seem to understand that part, you know. You know, like 9/11. Okay, but anyway, I was talking about the conspiracy theory. You know, Jesse Ventura's gig, you know, when he came to the Ozarks here and showed this guy building this big monster mansion in the Ozarks, you know, and he's a CIA person or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And they, you know, and, you know, and this house is massive. It looks like that castle that's at Walt Disney World or Land or whatever, that big castle thing. That's what it looks like. You can see it from the highway. You know, because, you know, in the fall, you know, the trees are up, you can't see it. But, you know, you drive down Highway 65 heading to Springfield, you can see it off your right. And it's massive. It's a big son of a bitch. This thing was built, what they're saying, it's built to take a nuclear blast. You know, it's like 9 floors down into the caves of the mountains and all this shit. And then they, you know, they mentioned You know, it says O's Ark, but if you turn around, it says Ark of Oz. You know what I'm saying? They mention that. That's what it means. That's what it means. Is this is the safest place to be if shit goes down here in the Ozarks in the mountains? You know. So, you know, hey, I don't know. I can't say. You know what I mean? But that's, you know, conspiracies. But, I mean, this house is awfully massive. It's awfully expensive. I don't know how many zillions of dollars it costs to build this thing. But it's a fortress. I mean, it's an actual fortress. So
yeah, because it connects to the underground Ozarks, man, to the underground.
The tunnels. Right.
Yeah, the
tunnels.
Right. Yeah,
there's a lot of tunnels out here.
And the tunnels, man, them tunnels, and it goes in, they big as hell, man. Them shits can take 18. You can take an 18-wheeler truck through them shits, man. It's like a damn hallway.
Absolutely. I guarantee it. I've been in a lot of big caves out here, man. Big caves. You can get lost in them. I mean, you can get literally lost in them. That's how big they are. They're massive. Miles and miles to go. And they're cool. I mean, they're cool to me. I think they're cool to go splunking in them, but you know, and I've noticed here lately, out here in these hills, a lot of new construction going on, new houses, a lot of them, you know what I mean? So, you know, people are starting to head to the woods. I mean, they're starting to move into this area. Because the nearest road to my house used to be, it had that much traffic on it ever. Very seldom ever see a car go down it. Now it's all the time, you know what I mean? I'm just waiting for a pop of Walmart up out here.
The Ozark tunnels and Denver International Airport is going to be the main sector of the New World Order. When America collapses, that's where all your politicians and your government goes to. They'll go
right
to the underground city under the
right
International Denver Airport.
Well, have you seen the paintings in that airport? All the paintings in it?
Oh, yeah. I study all that, man. I tell you, the cult, man, that is the occult, Ron. All that is the occult, man. I done broke down pennies and all that shit, man. I done broke all them shits down, man. I'm doing some homework, man.
That is straight up crazy. Because, them pictures, they're not good. They don't show anything good. A lot of evil shit in the pictures, you know. So I'm like, wow, that's crazy, man. You know, why would you put that in the airport? Why would you put those type of paintings in an airport, period? It's a signal, you know, some type of code signal to these pictures, man. I'm like, wow, that's some crazy shit. I mean, it was fire and dead people and all kinds. I mean, you still do that public place. Why would you put something like that in an airport? That's the last place you want to hear something bad happen is the airport. You know, shit, you're worried enough about that somebody's falling off the sky when you get on it, you know, let alone, you know, anything else happening. This is straight up fucking insane. And I don't get it. I mean, and they're doing this shit right in front of us. That's another thing. A lot of people don't seem to get what is going on. They got to take a look, but a lot of people don't want to face it. They don't want to face reality. They hate it. You know, a lot of people don't face reality. And they wonder, well, you know, like the kid getting picked up because he didn't go to court. Well, why didn't you show up court? Well, I forgot. No, you didn't forget. You didn't want to face the reality of it. You know what I mean? You didn't want to deal with it. That's a lot of people. That's the other thing. We just don't want to deal with this shit. You know, it ain't my problem. That's another, ain't my problem. And then people just let shit go on by. I'm going to keep texting and watching TV. You know, it ain't my problem. But what would people do if all this shit just went away? The internet gets shut down. That was the 15th. So I guess, what, 2 more days for the net in case they just try to get fucking stupid and cut it off? But it's coming. They're going to control it. They're going to squeeze. They want money. They're wanting money, man. They're wanting it bad. You know, try to squeeze the last they can out of the very last end of it. That's what they're trying to do. Like I said, on this new bill, they popped into play. It's going to be in effect on the 1st of July. You know, that's that 30% rate on taxing if you have an overseas bank account. So that's going to cause a problem. That's going to hurt the dollar, you know. But there again, it shows me, are they targeting the rich people now? Are they targeting their own? You see what I mean? Are they targeting their own, you know, clique? So who knows? I mean, there's going to be some pissed off people over that, I'm sure. I'm absolutely sure that's going to be happening. You know, so hey, teach them. Let them party. I mean, I don't care. I don't have an overseas bank account, so they ain't coming for my shit. I have a shovel and mason jars. That's what I use. So yeah, man, it's getting wild. Wilder by the minute. But yeah, man, what a show. just lost for words for a minute. I'm getting seen out. What do they call it?
I'm caught up in the Matrix right now. I got my team playing in basketball, so I'm in the Matrix.
Is it called dyslexia?
Yeah, I got dyslexia right now.
I'm a senior moment, but I'm not a senior yet. I'm just an old bastard.
I got a Clipper moment right now, L.A. Clippers.
Ain't that the one with the cussing guy, the racist?
Yeah, Donald Sterling, that's my team.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, fuck his ass. I mean, he's gone. But I'm a Clipper fan. All the Clipper fans out there. But, yeah, but, you know what, I talk blue in the face, man. I done talked to a lot of people, man. I done talked to a lot of head researchers, man. Have you ever heard of Jim Mars? I done talked to Jim Mars. I done talked to Doc Marquise.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to a lot of couple people that's really into this stuff. I'm trying to get Steve Quayle on my show, man. You ever heard of Steve Quayle?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, I'm trying to get these guys on the show. They really know what they're talking about, man. They got a lot of intelligence going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, some of these people,
they
have
like I said, Michael. The bad part about it is the shit's right in front of people. I mean, how much more do you need to be proved that this shit's happening? You know, it just don't seem to be.
What can you do, though, Ron? I mean, you can talk blue in the face, man, but nothing's going to change, though. It's like the more you talk, the more worse it gets.
Here's the problem and the solution right together with me on this one. And here's what I'm saying. Okay, one is I know the shit's coming. I know there's going to be a problem, right? And, you know, when it comes down, I'll know. So it won't bother me as much when it comes. It's the ones that it bothers is the ones I'm looking for. I'm going to target them people. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be looking for them people.
I mean, yeah.
I guarantee it. You know, and they're going to call me and ask me these questions. Well, why did this happen? Well, because you weren't paying attention.
You won't be able to do that, Ron. You won't be able to do it because you're going to have your assault rifle pointed at somebody trying to come to your house and take your shit over. So there's no more time to talk anymore. You better grab this damn assault rifle with me, and you better go ahead and hang with me if you want to survive. You know, I mean, there's no more talking no more. I mean, just like the government does. I mean, I hate to say this, but the government is in a kind of way where they say, fuck it, I'm going to let the people do what the fuck they're going to do, and it's going to be total chaos.
But you're gonna have me and you, Ron,
all little people and stuff like us out there that's trying to survive. And am I wrong for shooting fucking 20 people that run up on my damn my property? Am I wrong for that?
Well, in their world, you are.
Well, shit, in my world, I'm right. Shit, I'm gonna blast your ass.
Notice, matter of fact, somebody brought up the conversation with me today, man. I went out today and spent some money on myself. You know, I think I deserve it. And anyway, I'm, you know, at a store, and this, you know, person who works there taught me, and we got into the topics of what I do and, you know, the stuff like that, and I invited them to the show and all that stuff. And, you know, and they were like, you know, man, I can never find 22 rifle ammunition. I said, no, you can't, because people suck it up as fast, they can't make it fast enough. Because people are sucking it up, you know. People are loading up. And, you know, for the ones that are awake, that's what the deal is. I mean, 22 rounds is cheap as you can buy, you know.
Yeah,
but it's gotten out to where the price of a box of 500, they're running $30-$40 for it. We used to go buy for $10, you know. But some people are very alarmed. These preppers, you know, they're the ones I really like. Because here's the problem. I mean, you know, make yourself sustainable. Don't become a hoarder, you know, hoarding shit like that. I mean, certain things. And I tell people this, the best thing. If you're going to hoard anything at all, the two best things you can have to barter with, that'll be running out of it because there won't be no more psychotic drugs for the crazy fuckers. So they're going to need something to help them out, which is going to be nicotine, tobacco, and alcohol. You see what I'm saying? You could give a guy a cigarette, he'd probably give you everything he owns. You know what I'm saying? It's sad, but it's true. Somebody would throw up enough to give up everything they own for a fucking cigarette. So, that's my thing. Grow tobacco.
I'm not giving up nothing. I don't give a fuck. I ain't giving up shit. Fuck that shit, man. I prepare my fucking self. You can get mad all you want. I ain't giving up shit. Unless you really a real individual, I know that I can trust you, but most people nowadays, if some shit really hit the fan, I can't let you just come in my house, bitch. You might try to kill my whole damn fucking army or whoever I'm with.
Right.
Yeah?
Right.
Oh, I can't trust
right,
you.
Right. Right.
Hell
well,
no.
That's the other
I'll
thing.
Kill your ass.
You know, they tell you, like all these websites and all these videos, you know, they say, like, you got to get your community together, blah, 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 but, you know, maybe so, but there's got to be somebody, there's got to be a leader of it, and you got to come to the same understanding. When you get a bunch of somebody just arguing over one topic, you have a very dysfunctional unit, you know what I'm saying? And once they start arguing, then the battle starts on inside, internal, you know, like I said before, the inside destruction of what this government's doing. It's destroying itself. You know, you got to help it. It'll do it on its own, apparently, the way I'm seeing it. And, you know, so, hey, asking you shall receive, I guess. You know, it's getting to the point where we're losing every right we have. We have no idea what's going to be next. So, I mean, get ready.
You can ask and receive a 9mm bullet in your damn head. That's what you can ask and receive for.
That's it. But you want to be very spiritual on that type of thing. You don't want to spend off too many bullshit around. You don't want to waste around. Seriously.
Oh, no, a round going to count. The round going to count. If I got 20 bullets in my box, you best believe 20 people going to die. Well, I'm telling you.
That's it.
Fuck that.
But,
I'm telling you.
But the worst weapon, like I said, I'm not tripping on people jumping their gun here. There's going to be some people showing up here. I know that. But the thing of it is where the place not to be is in the city. When shit goes down, the last place I want to be is in the city. The less populated area you're in, the better off you are. But like I said, them preppers, them guys prepping this shit and talking all this shit and, you know, their Facebook as well. I got, you know, 100,000 pounds of rice and I got, you know, 10 tons of dried beans and I got, you know, bottles of whiskey and ammunition and I got all this shit at my house right here at this address. Right there, they're asking to be targeted.
And one thing, Dave,
you got supplies, you're going to be battling your neighbors for it.
And one thing is that I don't think I want to be underground either, man. I don't want to be underground. That's one thing that I don't know what the fuck could happen underground, man. Anything could happen underground. I'd rather be on top, man. I'll go ahead and fight out and be a soldier and fight it out, man. If you don't know how to fight, you don't know how to shoot, then, I mean.
I would be cool people underground. But you're right.
Unless we got food for 4 or 5 years now. I'll be underground for 4 or 5 years, but I mean.
No. Here's the deal. Right, check this out. It'd be better to have somebody underground, because here's why I look at it. Because all I had to do is throw a can of gas down that hole there and light it. I win. Get it? See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I'll throw a grenade down in your bunker.
Exactly. Fire
a
hole. There you go. Boom.
Because you got a lot of people nowadays that in America, they don't know how to think creativity, and they especially don't know how to think when it comes to warfare. You got to have a mind. It ain't all about shooting and fighting. You got to know how to fucking think when you're in warfare situations.
Right.
You got to be able to see, man. Yeah. You got to have a strategy. You got to know how to flank and stuff and all that. People like flank. Mm-hmm. You might have somebody, yo, they flanking us to the right, Ron. The other person be like, huh? Mm-hmm. What does flanking mean? They don't know
what
the fuck that should be. I mean, damn. I try to train a lot of people, man. There's a lot of things I'm doing in my state, man, to try to train people, let them know, man, this is going to be a warfare situation that's coming, man. It's not pretty, man. A lot of people in America will die, man. I hate to say
it's going to be us against each other. That's the problem. There's where the communication breakdown hits. You know, when we're fighting against each other, our own people, fighting over
But we don't need that, though, man. That's one thing that we need to solve that problem now is that we need to just go ahead and go against the government. Everybody, American citizen, go against the government, not against each other.
Well, no, it ain't going to work that way, man. I'll pride off Jump Street. Mm-mm. That ain't going to work. Just like the L.A. riots, man, people start hoarding shit.
Well, you might have something popular. Shit, my city, my town is going to be together. I don't know about anybody else, but we're going to try to work.
Oh, you just hope so. Hope so. Yeah. Hey, man, we got some other people on the line. Let me light this board up and just open this thing up a little bit. All right, let's see.
L.A. Clippers. I'm sorry, I just had to say that wrong. I'm sorry.
There you go.
All right, I'm opening up all the phone lines, kids. So what's
up,
everybody?
You're doing
how's
them all at once?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
I'd
like to say something.
Hello,
sure,
Miss
right
Elvira.
Hi, dear. Oh, I forgot. I forgot. Anyway, if the gentleman wants to join a protest, he can go on Sunday, Blog Talk Radio, Reverend Pinkney. He come on at 5 o'clock. They're going to have a huge protest in Benton Harbor this month on the 20-something. The anti-war movement will be part of it. Pete Santelli, he's the one that brought those all those people out to the Buddy Ranch in Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
So check that out. You know, it'll help, you know, because we do need to hit the streets, all of us. And we
mm-hmm.
need to do it ASAP, because what's happening in this country is a shame. And it's all because of greed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening. That's what I wanted to say. Thank you.
Elvira, I didn't get to hold you today, sweetie. I was really booked up quite a bit today. But I'm going to try to work with you tomorrow. I'll give you a call in the afternoon sometime.
Great.
If that's all right with you. Okay, great, sweetie.
It is.
I'm very sorry.
I'm like Joel. I have patience.
Yeah. I usually do too, but I've been getting bombarded a lot lately. I have to go do a gig. I have to play on Saturday night, so I might not be here Saturday night.
Wow.
I hate to tell you that, but I might not be here Saturday night.
What you play?
Well,
what
let's just say I'm going shopping, so you do your thing.
Somebody will be here. Why you answering that?
Well, I got the call this afternoon, and they would like to know if I would come and play at this event. So I came and said, sure, why not?
Right on. What instrument?
Yeah.
Curious. Which one?
Well, I play quite a few. I'm a drummer.
Piano?
Drums. And, well, I play a little piano, but guitar, sax, stuff like that. Trombone.
Very good.
Yeah. I learned that in grade school, sax and trombone. You know, I played them a long time, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But the drums, I've been beating on drums since I was 12. I've been playing guitar since I was 8. But I prefer the drums more than any instrument out of all of them. That's my favorite.
I hear you. Me too. I love the drum. I love the drum.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I like any type of drum made. I don't care what it is. If it's a plastic bucket or a pot, I don't care.
Me too. I love the drum. The drum is very good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes, it is.
But it's some event that these folks are having on the 17th, and they, you know, I said, sure. I mean, I hate doing it, but, you know, it's such a pain to tear it down and set it up. You know, drum set I have takes a day. They said, well, can you come on that day, you know, on the 17th? And I said, well, no, I really can't. And they said, well, why not? I said, well, I need to be there on the 16th to set this set up. You understand what I'm saying? It ain't like something you just walk in there with it. You got to put it together, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm particular. Yeah. I'm very particular where I want it set up to where I can work with it, you know. I don't like to be crammed in a hole, none of that stuff. You know, I want room. I need room.
Yeah.
I need a lot of room, my drum set, you know, for whichever one I'm playing. But, yeah, it's fun. I've been doing it for years. But, So Saturday I won't be here unless I get out early. If I get out early enough, I'll do a show. But it just depends.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Anthony. I meant to tell you that earlier I was on the phone with you when I was on the road. But I forgot.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's okay. As I said, I'm going shopping.
What are you going shopping for? What are you going shopping for?
Because I want to.
Okay. I asked what you're going shopping for. You know, clothes.
Oh, what am I going shopping for? Oh,
junk,
things for my garden, flowers and stuff like that.
Ah, there you go. Well, that's during the day you do that, don't you?
Well, and then usually, you know, my son takes me out to dinner.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Mine never do that to me. Mine never take me out anywhere, ever. You know, so.
Well, you're not their mother. I'm the mom.
Well, see, that's unfair. That is very unfair to us men. You know?
Yeah, well, I'm the mom, so I think all sons more or less handle their mothers with, you know, kids gloves. You know, they
right.
are, and they think they're also their. After a certain age, they think they became your parent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, I must say something that some people might not like, but my son had an argument.
Me.
No, I'm talking about you. I'm talking me and my son.
We
were in an argument over something, and I finally told him, I said, you know what really pissed me off about you? And he goes, what? I said, abortion wasn't legal.
Oh, my goodness, Ron.
You know, and,
oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, so, I mean, that kind of shook him.
Did he come back and tell you it's a shame it wasn't illegal? Would you? He was. Yes, you're unmuted.
Well, I guess I should have been. Okay.
Say your name, but you are unmuted, yes. You're not muted.
Constantine,
I'm sorry. Hello, how are you?
I'm just making the natives restless, as usual. How are you?
I'm fine. It's been a while since I've heard you.
Well, it's been a while since I've been doing much on Blog Talk, at least, anyway.
Yeah, so that's why I said I haven't seen you around. I used to see you at the Freedomizers.
Well, you know, I've just been bummed up with the whole thing, you know. I don't know. I just feel like my country's really let me down.
No doubt.
Well, you have no idea. I mean, I'm the guy that ran for city council that they got a Texas Ranger to find a charge, and they tried five times before they finally successfully indicted me because there wasn't a case. And then, of course, when it started setting up for trial, I didn't have any money by that point in time because they dragged it out so long, and got appointed an attorney who worked in the same office as the guy that I ran against, who subsequently filed the complaint against me, and my life has been going downhill ever since then. You know, I've been screaming. I screamed for 3 years for help from anybody, and nobody, you know, came to my rescue. So I just ended up on probation now, you know, because I couldn't get a fair trial in America. You know, I didn't do anything wrong. I just, you know, ran for office, called some people out for some stuff they were doing, but it wasn't personal. It was just the truth, you know. And I guess since then, I've just been, I don't know, just hadn't been on Blog Talk much. You know, I don't know. I guess I just, it's not that I did all those things, you know, expecting something in return, but it really surprised me, hurt me when nobody did, though, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I mean, well, you were trying to help the people, so I understand when you needed help, you thought that there was going to be some people that were going to be there to back you.
I'm not a big fan of the ACLU, but I just was grasping at straws. And the ACLU said, well, actually, you do have a case, but they're in Taylor County in Texas. We really don't go down there. We might take your case if you're black, but since you're not, it's like, what?
Well, honey, I got news for you. It's black people they've turned away to. We have one on the line.
Well, that's not the point. That's why I was working in Indian Reservation.
The color don't matter. It's who you know, not what you know.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I know a whole bunch of people.
Not about what color.
And it just... I guess probably what bothered me the most is I'm a poet, and all these people, you know, that write and talk about Trayvon Martin, a single one of them wrote a poem to me or wrote a letter to the district attorney or anything like that. It's just some of them write something every day, you know? I don't know. I guess I'm just disenchanted.
Hey, man. Can I ask you what you were charged with?
They said I was tampering with the document. All I did was fill the document out and hand it in. I didn't tamper with it or change it.
So they got you for obstruction?
It was part of an election. Obstruction? No, I just filled out the form. I don't know how they got tampering with the document, me filling out a form once, but that's what I was charged with. You know, the attorney that was appointed didn't explain it to me. He wouldn't even
listen. What document was it? Was it a court document?
When I filed
for election documents?
Yeah, it was an election document.
To run for office.
I don't own my home. I basically have a barter arrangement, you know, where I did work and got free rent, you know.
Right, but they charge you with a felony?
The thing is, I didn't own my property. But the thing is, I don't pay any bills. I couldn't prove I lived here legally.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, you can't prove you live here, so you must not live there. Therefore, you must have lived somewhere else. Therefore, you lied on the document.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow that logic? Because I didn't. But it's like, well, I live somewhere. It's like, well, yeah, but you couldn't prove that you lived there when you filled out the document. Well, I have people that are witnesses that said it was there. It's like, no, but you have no documents. You have no bills. It's like, well, that was part of my arrangement. I didn't have to pay any bills. It was because I took care of the premises and ran errands for the old fellow that lived there. You know.
Right. It was, I don't see how that could. I can see how they could get you disqualified. You know what I'm saying?
I lost the election at that point. I'd already lost. The election was over.
Well,
they didn't want
me to
run.
I understand that.
You know.
Right. You
were pointed out how
they're
trying to charge $260 million more dollars for the lake they're building out there because our mayor works for the company that owns the land that's trying to sell it to the city. Yeah.
Right. Like I said, you're an outsider. You were a threat to them.
Yeah, well, it's not that I'm important. It's just I cost some really important people a couple hundred million dollars.
Excuse me. I truly, truly hate to interrupt. Please forgive me. We have 16 minutes left before we go into overtime. So please call in so that you can continue to listen to the show or to be a part of the conversation. The number is 718-508-9813. Again, that number is 718-508-9813. Thank you. I'm sorry. Back to y'all.
Okay. We got to. Wait a minute. Great,
but you know, it just broke my heart. I mean, literally, I'm still not mad. It just makes me incredibly hurt and sad that as many years as I've spent doing it on shows kind of like yours, all these people that are activists, that were preppers, that were blah 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 blah, not a single one of them wrote a letter for me. Not a single one of them showed up. Hundreds
wow.
of people. I've been doing this for years. I showed up there by myself with an attorney who wouldn't even listen to my case. I had to leave the contest because there wasn't going to be one in Texas.
What state are you in?
Texas. You know, and now that I'm on probation, they won't let me, you know, my voice is good enough where I know it blows you away, but I can actually get work with my voice. They won't let me leave the four county area, even for work. And that's a violation of law and my rights. But the thing is, I found out, here's the insight, I have no rights. I have rights.
Yeah. Your straw man has no rights. That's right.
No. And nobody cares. Ultimately, I mean, people may feel sorry for me, but nobody's going to do anything about it. Nobody cares. And it's
Constantine,
all my life jumping in.
Rupert Dye says she's sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, you know, I just, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't.
It's
a shame you couldn't get in touch with Alex Jones.
He doesn't care. Nobody's going to do anything for me. I don't know why, but I'm just not a good.
Well, you know, he likes blowing the lids off of things like that.
Yeah, so does.
You should call into his show and Reverend Pinckney.
Yes, he need to go here because Reverend Pinckney is accused of something similar.
Yes.
I've heard
that's what I was thinking
he's
of.
He's from, like, Michigan or someplace.
I'll give you his number.
Yeah, I believe so. Well, you don't want to give anyone's number out on the air,
Miss Elvira. Oh, he don't mind. Reverend Pinckney don't mind this number going to anybody.
Yeah, but please don't. Not on the air. Please, I don't want to be responsible for that.
Oh, you won't be. But just go to his
to Sunday at 5 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio, and join him in Benton Harbor for that huge rally. Pete Santelli will be there, and you'll get a little media on your stuff.
Ma'am, let me explain to you something.
Okay.
They won't leave even for work the four county area that I'm in. They're trying to get me to violate so they can throw me in Huntsville State Prison. They're trying to make me where I cannot work, so I violate my probation and I go to prison.
Mm-hmm.
Because
contact,
I'm for adjudication now, you know. But you know, I do singing and do poetry too. I was actually invited to do The Voice, you know, television show The Voice. And because I sing also, but and also America's Got Talent down Houston, they wouldn't let me go.
Yeah, they won't even let him out of his house, and he cannot get on the computer, so somebody else will be running his show on Sundays until he's able to do it again.
But
all of the same kind of stuff you're talking about.
I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me, but I'm starting to get worried, you know. Because I pretty much just gave up begging for help because I don't know. Maybe I
Maybe what I would do, something.
Here's what I'd do if I was you. I'm just trying to help you out a little bit. I mean, one, I'm not going to give you legal advice, and I'm not an attorney. I got to say all that shit. But here's the deal. I would go to your probation officer next time you talk to them and ask them if you can get a transfer out of there.
They're not going to do anything for me. They're not going to do anything for me. My probation officer is part of the problem.
Well, then there's nothing you can do.
The whole,
if you
the whole
prove, well, I'm saying, if you could prove that this is all legitimate and true, you could file a complaint to the FBI, the color of law complaint, which that'll rattle our cage real quick. They'll probably cut you loose because they don't want that. I mean, there are avenues you could actually go with this, you know. I know you're worried about it, but, you know, the point of it is that's what they work on. They work on your fear.
Attention, and I've lost heart, you know. Mm-hmm. I would have never, if you would have told me, if I was the man I was 5 years ago, maybe, but, you know, I tried to blow my brains out this year at Christmas, and the gun didn't go off. That's how bad.
Oh, well, thank goodness.
I just don't care.
I wouldn't do that.
Country's let me down. Everything I believed in is a lie. People that I thought were my friends turned their back on me. You know, I just believe that I made a difference, and nobody even, you know, cares. You know,
well,
they're going to.
They don't want conscious people like you and me. They don't want conscious people. They want obedient people.
I don't regret it.
I'm done with it.
I did the right thing. I mean, I don't have any question about that in my mind. You know, it's not, you know, there's a saying, you know, it's not the hate of a person's enemies that will destroy an invulnerable spirit. It's the indifference of the ones that he calls beloved. You know, that's the part that kills me. And I guess, though, after seeing what happened to me, I can see why somebody would think they don't want to do anything, because it might happen to them, too. But, you know, I don't get it about the people that I knew that don't even live here. I don't know. But, I don't know. I guess I'm taking up your time. I'm sorry you didn't ask.
No, you're fine. No.
Can I give him a website to go to?
Because he sounds like a TI to me.
Prison.
Yeah.
Texas Ranger investigated the case.
Sir. Go to www.freedomfrankcharliehenrysam.com. FCHS.com. Go to that website. I think you were one of those people, what they call targeted individuals.
What?
What it sounds like, and whatever you do, don't take your life.
No, please don't do that. Please
no,
do not do
yeah.
that.
Go to people who are listening
yeah.
to you.
Don't let them.
And
lie.
I know you do sound effects because I've heard you doing, and I've also heard you read poetry and
you know,
everything.
That's what's going to happen to me. I'm sick. I can't fight back. I have a hernia. Because during the election a couple of years ago, I got kicked so bad in the groin, it gave me a hernia down there. And I just I can't do dishes, you know. You know, the voice thing is all I can do, and they won't let me do any studio work, anything I can't do here. So, you know, and they're harassing, you know, my landlord, and you know, I'm gonna be homeless here pretty soon. You know, you know.
Go to that website. You'll find that you are not alone. You know what I mean?
No, I don't think I'm alone. I just don't think anybody's gonna help.
You never know. Go to the website. Go to the chat room.
Yeah, but you know, I do. You know, I love this country. You know, and I love America, and I guess I'm honored. But you know, I wouldn't have had a problem with it if I'd been shot in the head or something like that for doing something like that. But just
no, we don't want that at all.
Just to be left.
Please, please don't do that. Please.
But
please stop, you know, even thinking that way.
All the time, I have arthritis. Need medicine. I can't afford it. I'm in pain all the time, you know, and I just wish I could have. If I'd known, I probably still would have done it anyway.
What were you charged with? This is Beasley. I spoke with you before on P Cube Show.
Oh, hey, Brown Beasley.
You sounded like you were in good spirits that day, though.
Beasley.
They said that I filed my paperwork incorrectly, basically. I didn't change anything. I just...
Paperwork for what?
I ran for election against a crooked politician and lost. So they got a Texas Ranger to find a charge or make up one.
And you got placed on probation for your case?
Well, I didn't have a choice. Like I said before,
without jail time.
The guy that I ran against works in, so he wouldn't even listen to the story of my case.
Right.
So.
That can happen. So what, no jail time?
Well, I'm on probation, but, you know,
well,
I mean.
Well, that's not jail time. You're serving your time in the street. How long is your probation? 3 years?
Well, it's 5 years, but the problem is they're keeping me from working. I'm going to violate here pretty soon if I don't come, you know.
They won't allow you. So they have you on house arrest? You have a bracelet on?
No. In other words, in Texas, you can't leave a certain geographic area without the court's permission for work. They just aren't letting me do it.
Right. He's on limited travel.
To, but I don't have any
probation.
It doesn't matter what the
limited
law is.
Travel.
I don't have any rights. I make
well, no, not as a convicted felon. You don't have any rights.
I'm not a convicted felon. I wasn't convicted of anything. I got deported.
Well, you pled guilty.
I pled no contest.
I'm not trying to argue with you, Constantine.
Constantine is a Mason. That's why he got off.
If he sent the right signal to the right judge, he wouldn't be under any distress.
Hey, one thing I gotta do, Beasley, I agree with you last night, Beasley, man. What you said the other night, man. I'm sorry, Ron, y'all, for this gossip shit, but hey, I agree with what you said last night, man. I was sitting there, I wanted to call him, but I said, damn, Beasley is right.
I say a lot of things.
Shit, man, I heard that bullshit was going on. I know, I mean, when I say R with the E, you know what I'm talking about. But, yeah, I agree with you, man. Because she was saying some crazy-ass damn shit, man. I was like, what the fuck she talking about?
I can't remember. So you got and yes, if you pled guilty or no contest.
I didn't plead guilty.
No contest, let me tell you.
Damn, what happened to you, Constantine? You got a fucked up and you're in some court system now?
He said he ran for
he's
office and they charged
him. He's been saying that for the past 15 minutes.
Well, maybe
he's been telling you what had happened.
I was away from the phone. I just came back. I was watching the Clippers game.
My understanding is that is a no contest. It's the same as a guilty plea. It's just nothing that can be used in a civil case. That's all a no contest plea means. It still means you're pleading guilty. It's just information there can't be used in a civil case.
Pleading no contest means that you can't provide an adequate defense to prove your innocence. It does not mean the same thing as pleading guilty. I did not plead guilty.
Then how are you under the court's jurisdiction? The
investigating officer said that I wasn't guilty. The grand jury. That's why it took 5 times to indict me.
Well, why didn't you go to a jury trial then?
Because my lawyer works in the same office as a guy that I ran against.
Right,
that
was appointed
by the judge, who is also the person that. Okay, this is Texas. I have no rights. Once I'm appointed an attorney, I can't speak for myself. If the attorney won't ask for a court hearing, I can't ask for my own court hearing.
You can fire him and get another attorney. You can represent yourself pro per. I understand the court system well enough to know that. And I also know you don't seem to understand what a no-contest plea is. A no-contest plea is still...
Does it matter?
Well, it does matter. Because maybe it seems like you lack some understanding in some of the terms.
Some understanding. This is Taylor County, Texas. This is an old boy town. Whatever the Constitution or the law says doesn't apply out here, because the district attorney and the judge and the person that accused me, all three of them go hunting together. Don't tell me bullshit about what the Constitution of this
all
country.
All right, man. Never mind. I wish you luck.
Why here? I mean, the federal government might be able to get involved or something like that, but they're not going to.
Right.
I don't think. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's like I didn't plead guilty. It's like, you know, everybody says, well, why don't you tell the judge that? Well, the judge is the one that appointed the attorney, knowing they worked in the same office as the guys I ran against. So, I don't know. He's the same one that I would have to ask to leave town to go get a job. I don't know. What do you think? You know, I mean,
I'm not thinking anymore. I wish you luck.
Well, if it was me, personally, if it was me in that situation, here's the way I'd play it. First, I would file a complaint, okay? If I had enough evidence through after it took them 5 times to go through grand jury to get an indictment, I'd have enough evidence right there to come up with the fact of obstruction of justice. Second, I would file a complaint to the FBI as a violation of the color of law, which is the code of law, which would also get the chains rattled. Then I would file a motion to withdraw my plea of any kind, and then they can take it back to trial and get a motion. Then, I'm telling you, it takes the federal government. You have to understand that going over the top, and this is the way I would do this. I'm telling you, I wouldn't be scared of shit of them people. Because the simple fact is, one, there's, you know, they took you under, you let them take you under their jurisdiction. That's where the mistake was made, right there, right from Jump Street. And what they told you, either make a plea or you're going to go to jail, okay, which that is called, one, blackmail, used as a blackmail fact, and also extortion. That you can actually file charges against people that do that, even though they're a prosecutor. You know, that's what I would do personally. You know, if they're going to send me to prison, fuck you, send me. Because I'm still going to win, and the longer I sit, the more I'm going to make. That's why I look at that. Because there are ways of fixing this. But the problem is you're being entrapped right there, which is against the Constitution anyway. You have no freedom of movement. That's a violation of your Constitution. The ACLU should have jumped in on that one right off the bat. I don't know why they didn't. Might not be the profiles. But as soon as you file any type of charge or anything like that in court, you can release it to the media. You see what I'm saying? This media freedom.
Well, the local media hasn't got to report it.
Well, I'm just saying it can't be released to them. Yeah. I'm just telling you it could be released to them. So that makes it another secondary public record.
I could release it to them all they want to, but the thing is that the editor of the paper is married to the manager of the television station, and both of them go to the same church where the guy that I ran against and the judge and the district attorney go.
Have you ever done
another problem? We have conflict of interest. We have conflict of interest in due process of law. That's what I'm saying, man.
Who am I going to complain to? Back to my original question. Who? Who do I complain
FBI.
To?
The FBI would be the first one I'm complaining to. The FBI.
And they'll come knocking on your door.
Yeah, they will. They're going to want to talk to you about it. They're going to want to talk. Because you'll give them an opportunity to steal something from them people. I mean, it's crazy, but that's what they do. But it's the only method you could actually use to try to get any remedies out of this. If everything you're saying is legitimate, you know.
Because one, it's a victimless crime. There's no victim, there's damage or a fraud. That I mean, it could be a fraud if you, you know, you're not clarifying the fact that you live there or had any mail sent to you there. But there's got to be some type of document that you're there. Something, somewhere. Got to be. You know? I mean, you use that mailing address, correct? That you used on the application? So, there you go.
I mean, mail it. I came in and filled it out.
Well, I understand, sir, but what I'm saying to you, at some point in time, you had to receive mail at that address. That's what I'm saying. Something. Even a Christmas card. It wouldn't matter what it is. Junk mail.
Well, yeah.
If it's addressed to you, to that address, you're there. You know what I mean? That's the foundation of that. It is true. It's legitimate. So there was no lie. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't commit act of fraud on the application.
The point I think missing is the fact is this case was never going to go to trial. I was never going to. I mean, they've drug it out 3 years for one thing.
Of course they will. Wear you out. That's the way they play
the
thing it.
The facts of this case are irrelevant because my lawyer wouldn't even listen to the facts of my case. I got railroaded, you know, and unless someone from outside gets involved, this area, probably the state of Texas, I don't hate Texas, but it's just the way it is. You know, they're not, the state bar is not going to get involved in something like this, you know, because they'd have to come down to the DA. And if the DA's brought down for corruption, every single person he's brought down in the last 24 years has a right to appeal. You know, I've already had the discussion about this. Before, you know, the DA's been there for a long time, and he's had like over 24 complaints about him being corrupt, and nobody's never done anything about it from the state bar's level. So I doubt anything's going to happen as far as that's concerned. You know, it might, but I'm.
Well, like I said, you got to go above the state. You got to go above to the upper level. That's what I'm saying. In the state, you're helpless. You're helpless inside the state of Texas. You have to go outside of it. You have to go to the federal government. Regardless, I mean, because you know they oversee the state. They're the boss of the state.
Now, if they really wanted to do you in, they could have sent you to prison.
They could have shot him, left him out in the woods.
They could have done that as well and chopped him up in little pieces.
What
responsibility do you have in this?
What do you mean?
You have every other reason. What part did you play in this? What responsibility is what part is this of your responsibility?
Well, I mean, I tried for 4 years talking to everybody I can, asking for help, writing Dateline, writing 2020, writing my congressman, writing the president. Or I mean, I wrote everybody that I could, you know, Oprah. You know, I mean, you think of it. I mean, I tried all kinds of stuff. Begged for help every which way that I could. And
before you were charged?
Before, during, and after. I mean, I've talked to everything I could think of.
What office were you running for?
It was a city council office.
For a little city council office?
You know, city governments have more power over their constituents than pretty much any other level, really.
Right.
But they got their own click, and they had to get him out. Yeah, they got their own click is what it is. Yeah, their own little click. Yep. I see the same thing here.
Yeah, that happens. A lot of money is processed through
I cost a man already wealthy $200 million, and he made sure that I'm paying for it. Yeah.
Well, you're lucky you're not in jail. You're lucky you're alive. You look at the bright side. There is a bright side.
But anyway. Just never thought I would live to see this day. You know, but, you know, I just don't know what else to do. You know, I'm
telling you, you need to make a phone call. That's all you need to do is make a phone call to the FBI and talk to them about it. Let them know about it.
Why don't you talk on his behalf, Ron? Be his advocate. You don't have to be a lawyer, but you be his advocate.
You mean a mediator?
Advocate, mediator. It's really an advocate. You're calling as his advocate, not a mediator, as his advocate.
But I would actually have the file in front of me.
I don't know. You can help him. You could help him if you're interested in helping him. Sounds like you need some help. Everyone else he said turned his back on him. That's how That's how shitty people can be. I'm not surprised about that.
I need to see the file. I can't work on something blindfolded while I see it.
Well, I made the suggestion. If what he chooses to do, you guys can work on it.
Well, I mean, I'm already past the point of believing that anything can be done, but, I mean, I'd try if I thought there was actually some chance. It's just I've been trying for 4 years.
Won't cost you much to try. I don't think Ron's going to charge you $700 an hour like a lawyer would.
No, I charge that a minute.
Right, and he's probably not going to bullshit you.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not going to bullshit you like a lawyer might take your money and bullshit you.
I never lost one in 20 years. And I'm not even a lawyer.
And that's better than Clarence Darrow. Johnny Cochran can't even say that.
Nope.
Yeah. Well, what
because I know the tricks. I know the game. I know how the game is played.
What they're trying to do is they're trying to get me medicated saying I have schizophrenia because I'm delusional and they're going to have me put on the strong medication and I'm going to just stop being who I am.
But, Constantine, what you do is get out of there. Get away from that fucking town, out of that state.
Get away,
though. As soon as you have opportunity, get out of there.
I have nowhere to go. I have nowhere to get there.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Which I don't have.
You can get some contact information from me. I'll come and get you. I'll drag you to Missouri.
Don't come and get me. I believe that. They're at least try. They're not going to let me go.
Yeah.
Anything, I'd stay. I mean, I need to stay here and fight it. You know. I mean, because I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not going to sit there and run.
Right.
If they're going to kill me, they're going to kill me. But I'm not a criminal. I didn't do anything wrong here. You know, these colors don't run.
Well, there's tricks I learned in this game, okay? One, the first one to the phone wins, and if you get out of there, they can't touch you. That's the thing. As long as you're right there in their midst where they can get a hold of you.
I had an opportunity talking to people in France, and they said all I had to do was just badmouth America, and they would have flown me to France, give me, like, citizenship and all that kind of stuff, this television station. All I had to do was just badmouth America. I wasn't going to do it.
Sure.
Because, you know, here's the thing that people keep missing, you know. I didn't commit a crime in the first place. All I did was run for office and point out some things that were true. That's all I did. I'm not a criminal. Now, like everybody, I've made mistakes in my life. I've broken the law doing things. Everybody has if they're honest. But, I mean, I'm not what they say I am. I'm not a criminal, you know. Normal people hasn't done. You know, I haven't lived a perfect life, but you know, I don't deserve what I'm getting here. You know,
of course nobody does.
The people around me don't deserve what they're getting because you know they were friends with me. You know, so that's the way it is. But you know, I guess you know everybody keeps talking about all this constitutional. Why here if the judge doesn't give a shit. Now, ultimately, if the judge doesn't give
let me tell you a story about that.
I have no rights. That's it. You know.
Let me tell you a little story about judges. All right. I had this judge one time. I was nowhere near the courthouse, nor was in a courtroom, but word came to me that this judge said something about my family name. Okay? I had nothing to do with the case. I had no involvement whatsoever, period. Okay? And I could prove it. Guess what? He had a visit at his house from the FBI. You see what I'm saying? Changed his whole tune. You see what I'm saying? Now he's a real nice man now. Because that's how it works. You know what I mean? He has somebody over him. And, you know, the thing I learned a long time ago, where he had these registry boards, where, you know, you fill out a complaint, send it to them, they'll fuck with it for 8-9 months and say, they'll say, well, thank you, we discussed it with the judge, blah, 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 blah.
you know, unless they do something really wrong. I mean, a lot of it, you know what I mean? But this guy, here's what he did, is he said something out of my name, okay, which under my name is a constitutional name. It is not a straw man name, and I proved that to them, okay? So there was a complaint filed by me about him, and it was under the color of law. See what I mean? When somebody in law enforcement gets out of line with anything, you can file that complaint under the color of law. That's what it's there for, okay? A lot of people don't know that, but that's what it takes. Like your case here, see, the point of it is what you explained to me is you have a whole judicial system there that everybody is buddy-buddy with. You see what I'm saying? Even the guy that filed the complaint. So that makes it all complicated.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're corrupt with every case. It's just, you know, they have to be personal friends.
That may be true, but I understand that to a point. But if they want something done, they get it done, they're going to take whoever out gets in their way. You see, you were tapping in the clit. You see what I mean? You were probably exposing things that they didn't want exposed. So they had to shut you up. That's what they did.
You know, I wrote an article about how our sheriff got accused of molesting girls while he was a police officer. He would, like, force them to perform sexual acts to, you know, teenagers, you know, under 18
right.
girls, you know.
Right.
You know, and no investigation ever happened. You know,
well, I had a case 5 years ago that I took on. A family came to me and told me that their special education teacher was molesting their daughter, okay, was caught by another teacher. They didn't do shit. The school didn't call the police. They didn't do shit. Nothing. All right? Well, they came to me and asked me, what can they do? It took me 15 minutes later. It was all over the news. That's how fast I work on it. Because the fact of it was there, it existed. Now, the other little game they tried to play in this one was they let this son of a bitch out on his own recognizance. They OR'd him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because he turned himself in. Which is bullshit, too. What the reason why they try to play this cover-up game is because the area it's in and the tourism. They don't want bad publicity around this area because of tourism.
Well, yeah, and also they probably don't want to get sued.
Family vacation area, shit like that. They don't want to hear this shit out there in the public. So, but here's my point where when I got onto it, where the simple fact is, wait a minute. You're going to allow this to happen here, and this is supposed to be the family, you know, oriented area? That don't make no sense. You know what I mean? So that's when they really started hating me then after that. Then, of course, all the cases I've been up there, they, like I said, when I walk in the door of that place, they scare like roaches. You know, they just don't want to see me. Say, no, I'm not there to play. I am not there to play. Like I said, it took me, it took me right at about over 24 years to actually understand their game. I mean, I studied it that long. I've read some adult books. It's unbelievable. I've studied miles and miles cases. But the thing of it was, when I learned the game, when I found my birth certificate. When it told me on the bottom of my birth certificate, it was American Banknote Company, printed by the American Banknote Company. That's when I really caught on to it. That's when I figured out how I could fight them. I mean, that's a weapon that's so powerful, it's unbelievable, you know. Because when they put a birth certificate, when you were born, you got the birth certificate, you became somebody else. You ain't the same person. And that's how they do you. That's how they do people. There's not a fair trial. It's not designed that way. Excuse me. When you got that birth certificate, your constitutional rights were out the door with it. You have no constitutional rights under that birth certificate because you are considered a piece of livestock. You're worth no more than a cow. That's it. They're that. And that's what they did. That's how they changed. That's why you have statute laws, why you have code laws. You know, what happened to common law? That's what the Constitution guarantees me, is, you know, common law. It also guarantees me the other jurisdiction, which would be maritime law. That's the only dispute under contracts. That's the only business law there is maritime law. So unless you committed an act of, you have a victim or somebody who's hurt, you have damage, or you have fraud, you have no jurisdiction. Or there's a contract dispute. And then also, as a matter of fact, if there is a victim involved, that victim has to be the one complaining, not the state. Because the state is not the victim. And if the state is claiming it's the victim, they need to take the federal court. You're in the wrong courts. And I've proved this several times, and it pisses them off. Because I am right, and they don't like it. But that's what it is. But people, you're not taught that when you're growing up. They don't give you that information. I didn't get it. You didn't get it. Nobody else did either. They don't want you to know. It's the way this scam is played.
it's fraud.
Well,
it's
what
extortion.
They ended up doing is they got a person that was. Yeah, well, what they ended up doing is they ended up getting a person to agree to testify because she had been caught on another felony charge, and they agreed to drop the charges on her in exchange for agreeing to testify against me. I mean, you know,
right.
And this is
extortion.
The person that had been a
yes.
friend of mine. Well, you know, I feel really betrayed, but then again, she's, you know, got kids and grandkids and her husband.
She has to protect her own self. She has to protect her own personal interest. Right. Play one off the other. Beautiful game.
You know.
Play one off the other.
Of course, mm-hmm. You know, I'd known them for years. They call me over their house, you know, and said they want to talk to me about it. It's like, okay, well, I'll come and talk to you about it, you know. And mm-hmm. she just kept asking me all these questions. Well, what can happen is this? What can happen is that? What can happen is this? Like, well, it's like, why do you have a problem with me doing this? They're going to let me get off this charge. It's like, well, if you lie in court, that's perjury. You can get arrested for that. Well, so they put on another charge saying that I was tampering with a witness. And I wasn't threatening her. I wasn't doing anything other than stating the office.
Sure.
Obvious. But they said that's tampering with a witness. Well, she called me over there.
Right.
You know, I wasn't trying to sit there and change. I was answering her questions. I mean, the thing is it's against the law. Well, I mean,
the question is, was she a witness before you talked to her? Was she considered a witness before you talked to her?
I didn't know for a fact that she was a witness until afterward. After
so
I
you had no knowledge of her.
I mean,
you didn't. You have no idea. Right, you had no idea. It should have been argued.
But the thing is, it doesn't really matter because I can't get an attorney to fight my case anyway. But, you know,
well,
I mean.
You keep firing until you get what he needs. That's what you do. You got to fight him until you get him. Fire lawyers. I mean, firing lawyers is easy. Because lawyers are full of shit, too. Matter of fact, I had a lawyer one time. He
I
told
tried
me for $3,500.
But it wouldn't let me.
Right. But anyway, I hired this lawyer for my son, right, to help him out of a case, okay? He said, $3,500, I'll make this disappear, okay? Well, when it came close to that time to disappearing, he comes up, well, they got this money, they got that money, and blah, blah, blah. And he's looking at me like I'm a complete fucking idiot, all right? I said, okay, now here's the problem I have with this, man. I said, you told me for this amount of money, you can make this shit disappear. Well, blah, 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 blah. I said, now here's my counteroffer to you, counselor. Either you ship that $3,500 back to me, or I'm going to have you arrested for theft by deception. This is where you can't do that. I said, watch me. Watch me. Because you told me something that you were going to produce and did not come through it. It's fraud. It's theft by deception. You lied to me and took money from me. You said you can make this case disappear. He said, I didn't say, I'm going to make it disappear. I said, no, you clearly stated to me this case would be final. It would be over with. Like, they would drop the charges, blah, 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 blah. So he got nervous. He got real nervous. Okay, so he runs in there, starts jibber-jabbering, son of a bitches. And then they come back, and they come back with another offer. I sit there again. Now, here's what you need to do. Go back to the state's attorney, and tell them now I'm going to look at them for extortion charges. Because they're the one doing the extortion, and you're going along with it because you're the same members of the same fucking club called the Bar Association. It's like being a Lions Club member, like being a BFW member. You're all in it together. It's conflict of interest. I said, if you want to go a step further, I can pull the judge at the same time and charge him with conflict of interest because they're paid by the same people. So you see what I'm saying? There's no way to win this. You cannot beat me because there is no victim, there is no damage, there is no fraud, and there's no contract in dispute. The only one who has a contract dispute is you assholes, and you're trying to pull this bullshit up. Here's what you're trying to do. You're going to rob me for $3,500, and these motherfuckers are going to try to rob my son for more money, the extraordinary amount of money. And, you know, so there is no victim. The state is not a victim. If the state's a victim, every motherfucker in the state of Missouri needs to come to this courthouse and say they're a victim of this. It's a goddamn traffic ticket. You know what I mean? And there wasn't no wreck, nothing. You see what I mean? You got to threaten their money. That's one thing I love to do. I love threatening their money. And, you know, I'm not saying you're going to win every case because, you know, there's cases. You know, I don't want everybody run free and crazy to be retarded. But the thing is, people need to know how to stand for rights, first off. But if there's a victim involved, if there's damage or fraud, you deserve what you get. You should be put in jail. You should have to go through this shit. I mean, not in the way they play it nowadays. No, it should be a legitimate trial. of your peers. You don't have no peers no more. There ain't no peers. People come from a jury poll. You know, a pool, whatever they call it, shit. It's not the same. Mm-hmm. You know, people don't realize they grow up with all this around them. It's always been this way, so they got it in their mind, this is the way it is. But that's not true, man. It's simply not true. And the simple fact is you got to do your homework on it. I mean, I did this shit for 36 years. Like I said, I didn't really find out the key element until I found out about that fucking birth certificate. When I figured that shit, I said, you got to be kidding me. I mean, I called the company up, man. I Googled their fucking name and called them up and asked them, what do you print? And she goes, well, we print stamps and we print bonds. I said, well, what about birth certificates? Well, I really can't talk about that. But she answered the question right then and there. When she said she couldn't talk about that, she told me it's a fucking bond. You see what I'm saying? So we have been duped all these years since 1929 into this bullshit world we live in today. That's why you see this shit. That's why we have more people in prison than anywhere in the planet. And we're supposed to be a free society? What the fuck's wrong with that story? So you see what my point is, man? There are ways. There are ways to straighten shit out. Now, if you did something wrong, you committed a fraud, well, you got what you deserve. I guarantee that. And I have nothing against it. But if you have not, then there's an argument. There's an imbalance there. There's a way around this. You know, and I mean, some people have cases they should never get out of jail. But an instance like this one, there's no victim, there's no damage. There might be a fraud. That's where it seems it falls under, fraud. You see what I mean? Because if you could be altered document, that'd be fraud.
The document wasn't altered. I filled it out once. That's why I don't understand why tampering with a document, you know, I mean, that doesn't make sense.
But tampering with a document, you fucked with something after it was filled out. That'd be tampering with it.
I didn't. No, I don't. I was never accused of that. They just found a charge. I don't think it was ever planned on going to trial, because the thing is they ended up rearresting me for the stupid tampering with a witness thing.
Why would you plead no contest to something that you didn't do?
I plead no contest because there was no. Okay, I'm not a lawyer, and I don't understand your question.
Why would you plead guilty? Because no.
I didn't plead guilty. I didn't plead guilty. I didn't plead guilty.
Right.
Maybe I misunderstand what pleading no contest means, but I sure as hell did not plead guilty.
It has the same immediate effect as
guilty. Well, you know what?
Plea.
Not in my mind when I said it, so I don't know what.
Well,
that's
why if you weren't convicted of a crime, and you're convicted of a crime because
the final finding of guilt. So therefore, no.
Well,
I did not plead guilty.
You're serving a punishment.
When you plead no contest, it's the same as saying you're guilty. That's the same. Some are saying it has different meaning, different context, and it can't help you in the long run. I guarantee it can't help you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's another way you could do this, a way to fight it. If you could file a motion, if you come up with some evidence, of your case, to where that is not what they got you charged with, and a way out of it. You know, like I'm saying, you have some proof of the address and proof you didn't tamper with the witness, and here's nothing you do. And it's legal in any state. You can go and file a motion back in the same court that you got convicted in and file a motion to withdraw your guilty plea.
They had a witness that agreed to.
I have some information right here.
I don't care about the witness. I don't care about the witness. Because they'll have to call the witness back in because you're taking the trial then. That's where you failed. You didn't take it to trial. You plea
bargained.
Right,
exactly. That's why I was asking you, why would you take a plea like that for something that you didn't do?
I felt I had no voice.
It says here,
because they threatened you
with prison. Here's what it says
right here
in Texas.
Right. It's either take a plea or go through a trial.
Go to trial and face and guaranteed prison.
The person is friends with the guy that I ran against.
Right, we understand it. That's another avenue that you'd have to take to get this straight.
Courts are full of conflicts of interest.
It works. You just got to file on them.
I've had things work in my favor because I've had a lawyer who was fraternity brothers with the judge, and my stepfather was a fraternity brother with all of them. They didn't know each other that well, but they knew each other well enough. Let me read this to you real quick. It's just two sentences. In Texas, the right to appeal the results of a plea bargain taken from a nolo contendere, which is no contest, is highly restricted, as is the right to appeal from a plea of guilty. Defendants who have entered a plea of no contest may only appeal the judgment of the court if the appeal is based on a written pretrial motion ruled upon and by the court.
Right.
And you probably didn't have that. You might want to look into that.
I'm not an attorney, you know. I mean,
you don't have to be an attorney. Right. I'm not an attorney either, but I can read.
Well, yeah.
Cut and dry,
you know, I have dyslexia. I'm not very good at it, frankly.
Well, I'm pretty good at reading.
You know, I sound good. I sound very cogent, but, you know,
I got you. Well, I'm good at reading. That's why I suggested that you talk to Ron. Ron enjoys this shit.
Yeah.
I do.
The thing is that they convoluted it so much, and the situation is complicated, but I'm not guilty of doing anything other than running for office. The thing is, because my living situation was confusing and complicated, I called the Texas before I filed. Asked one of their lawyers who works for the state of Texas what to do. I took their advice and followed it. After them telling the whole truth about the whole situation, what ended up happening is the person that was involved, that was the owner of the property, they convinced her to basically tell a lie in court. And from what I understand, they had to coach her 3 days before she actually signed the statement. But the thing is, nobody was there to help me. You know, I mean, and I've seen the way things have gone with some other people here in Tedder County. They got
sold by the river.
There's this one guy that's an activist guy. To get him to shut up, they accused his son. It was on national news. His son ran into a burning building, pulled out some people in this burning apartment building. They charged him with setting the fire.
I never liked that for a long time.
He's not the kind of person that like that.
I never care for Texas because of that, or Florida. Or just the South in general.
And I had people come to my house and beat me up, and they didn't do anything about it. You know, I've had my rights trampled on so much. Well, maybe, you know, I lost some of that.
Get the fuck out, man. I would have been gone. I would have gone. Right. What the fuck you, Chavez? I would have been gone. If that corrupted, I'd had to go.
The next time people come to your house, don't open the door.
Don't let them in. Like a vampire, don't let them in. They won't touch you. They can't touch you. Nowadays, when they're going to pick, I'm sorry, the Patriot Act and the NA, all that bullshit, they might go fucking fuck with you.
Yeah.
Who knows?
You know who they do this shit to, Ron? They do this shit to poor people.
Yeah.
I'm poor.
If they have control of the corporation, they make money off you peeing it. That's the whole point.
Right, but if when you have resources or the appearance of resources, you have a better chance of the police being afraid to really fuck with you. Now, I had a situation I've had a situation here with my neighbor, and she doesn't live here anymore, thank goodness. But a situation came, and she just started screaming and hollering. She owed me some money, and I wanted the money, and she said, "Oh." And I got loud with her, and it wasn't a lot of money, but I just didn't like the way that she did it because she begged me for it and bothered me the hell out of me for it. But it was outside in the parking lot. She starts screaming and hollering, "He's assaulting me! He's assaulting me!" Mind you, I haven't touched this woman, right? I haven't touched this woman. So I said, "Oh, heck, we may as well wait for the police to come." So the police come. They say, "Sit down." I said, "I'm not sitting down anywhere." I said, "First off, let me just make a statement real quick and tell you. I'm a citizen, okay? I'm not poor. I'm not on Section 8. I don't get an EBT card. I don't have any DUIs. I'm not on probation or parole. And I pay taxes. And I'm not sitting down." And guess what they did? They didn't make me sit down. They ended up taking her to jail because she got haywire with them. And that she ended up going to jail. But they treat people, first off, it pays to stand up for yourself, and you have to do it respectfully. But you stand up for yourself, and if they feel that you have resources, they're not going to bother with you as much. You know, I'm a citizen of the corporation with the birth certificate and a slave and all that. But they didn't make me sit down. And the one girl that was trying to make me sit down, or the officer trying to make me sit down, sergeant came over and said, no, 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 just leave him alone. Just back off of him. Just hold on. Just take it easy. I don't have to, he doesn't have to sit down.
You know, this is the same city, just to give you some context. This is the same city, it was on the news, where it was really icy, snowy, and somebody was stopped at a stoplight, and a guy behind him didn't hit the brakes in time and slid into him. Okay, mm-hmm. The accident was his fault. So he got out of the car, started talking to him, and he told him, you know, I'm so-and-so. He was from, like, old money, you know, everything like that. Started getting his car, he was going to drive away. It's like, you know, and the guy didn't get, guy, you know, got out of the car, but he wasn't anywhere near him. And there was like 12 witnesses of this, you know, and said, no, you're not going to get out of the car. You're going to wait for the police to get here. You know, this is a fender bender. It's like, no, I'm not. I said, hey, you are. I'm going to call the police and they'll have you arrested. So he went into his, reached underneath the seat of his truck and, you know, from about 10 feet away, shot the guy in the head right in front of his kid and his wife. And witnesses. That's not the interesting part of the story. The cops, when the cops get there, he told them who he was. They let him go home.
Told you.
That's Abilene, Texas.
Mm-hmm. Abilene, Texas.
He discharged, you know, there's so many things. Even personal defense, discharging firearms illegal in the city limits. I mean, because of who he was, he went home. That's Abilene, Texas. I'm not saying that I hate the town or anything like that, but it's an old boy town. You know, the Church mm-hmm. of Christ, and I'm not anti-church, and I'm a Christian, you know, but the Church of Christ runs this town. They believe that if you're not a member of the Church of Christ, you're going to hell, and they treat you as such. The
mm-hmm.
people that
right.
are involved in this
I've,
case.
I believe that. I've got clients.
You know, and I'm not against the Church sure. of Christ, and I'm not running down anybody's yeah. religious beliefs, but, you know, it is a factor here, or when I brought it up, you know. You know, 17 elected officials in this city. 11 of them go to the same geographic church, and 3 more of them go to the same denomination. That gives you an idea of, well, they run the town because the rest of the town let them. It's, you know, everybody's friends here, or they're not. You know, you're either, and they don't seem to have a problem with abusing certain people because, well, you're a heathen going to hell anyway. And that's the way they act. I've even had people tell me that.
What county did you have the issue in?
Abilene. Abilene, Texas.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's Taylor County, but.
Taylor County.
But you know, it's and frankly,
when was you convicted?
If people didn't believe me. I wouldn't believe it either if it hadn't happened to me. You know.
When was you charged with it? What date?
They strung it out for 3 years. It would have been May in 2011. You know, and I just got to trial March is when my fake trial was going to be, you know,
March this
last year. So I was awaiting trial for over 3 years, you know.
Every evening. This is not something that you're going to use during the day. Because you're
okay.
I didn't get that one.
I'm not going to use
Must
it every
be an inside joke, and I'm on the outside. But you know, I mean, the thing is, I wanted to go to trial. I wanted to do something. You know, I mean, they dragged the damn thing out for 3 years for one thing. You know.
Right. So you actually live in Abilene? Is where you live, Abilene, city of Abilene,
yeah,
Texas?
Yeah. That's reason Constantine right. for Abilene. You know.
It's Constantine
okay,
from Abilene.
Right, right.
It rhymes.
Okay,
Constantine
right.
from Abilene. It rhymes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm wrong also. You know, I mean, the thing is my case is complicated, and the majority of the stuff, I don't think that really this, it's a question of so much as a conspiracy here. It's just I think a lot of people just turn their head and just let it happen. I don't
right.
think helped people.
They might consider you a troublemaker.
I've
considered
run for office 4 times and lost. This is my 4th run for office that I'd lost. I made a good showing, but I mean, the point is they were just tired of me running. They were saying that I was wasting taxpayer dollars by running. The thing is I never ran in an election where there weren't other contested races, therefore there was going to be an election anyway. And it's all on computers, so it's not like you had to print a lot more paper, you know. I found out that the whole total thing cost to the county for me to run, since there was already going to be an election there anyway, it's about $275.
Yeah, it's your right to run. It should be your right. to run or to speak freely. I mean, it sounds like a
right.
sounds like not the place to go against the grain.
Well, yeah, right. I'm sitting there waiting in a municipal court. I'm just waiting to pay for a traffic ticket, and then there was about 6-7 people there, and I was sitting there talking about it. And he said, you know, if you don't like this, this was like the year after I was arrested. You know, $35,000 bond, by the way. But, you know, I'm a real dangerous criminal. But anyway, and I was talking to those people that were standing in line waiting to the municipal court, not the county court where I was accused of this, right? This is like to pay a traffic ticket. It's not the county court. So it's different courts, right? Different building. You know, and I was just saying to the person in front of me, well, if you don't like it, you know, the city council election's coming up. Why don't you run for city council and plead it? Because, you know, they've find people to death out here, and the security guard sits there and gets up and starts screaming. It's like, I've heard all about you, and I can't stand people at you that hate Abilene. Why don't you just, if you don't shut the hell up right now, I'm gonna arrest you. And it's like, I beg your pardon. He's like, you need to shut the hell up right now, or I'm gonna arrest you. And he's like, I don't care if you do have a right, you know, or anything like that. I'm tired of hearing you. If you don't
now
like
he's
that,
now he's definitely violating the Constitution because he's acting as an agent of the government. He's definitely violating the Constitution.
In municipal court, you know, and nobody did anything about it. You
wow.
know, I have. You know.
So did you plead no contest to a misdemeanor or a felony? It must be a felony.
It's a felony, but it's deferred adjudication. It was, in other words, I'm not on.
I didn't hear what you said. You broke up.
Deferred adjudication.
Right. Which means you can get it. You act right. You can get it reduced to a misdemeanor, or you can get it expunged.
Right. Yeah. It's suspended imposition of sentence. Assault.
Finished out time.
Yeah. The fucked up thing is they're not allowing you to leave the county to work. Other than that, I mean, you can live within those rules.
I don't have any resources. I can't
no,
pay
That sucks. That's why you have to work. I mean, I understand. I heard that part. That's the part that makes it real. That makes it damn near impossible. You got to
I'm disabled. I have arthritis. Really bad arthritis. You know, I have dyslexia. That's just makes hard to read. But I mean, you know, I got a hernia from when I got my ass kicked. You know,
Have you applied for disability?
Yes, I can apply for disability, and it's a long,
run-out
process. And I really tried to avoid doing it because it's...
Right, it's the county government instead of the city government, but it's probably the same type of thing.
Let's see, you're charged in a district court, weren't you?
I guess, yeah.
No, if you were, were going
to... The first charge, they first charged me with a misdemeanor, then they figured out some way to charge me with a felony. They dropped the felony.
They said
the
circuit court.
No, it's a state case. If he said he was could have gone to Huntsville, Huntsville's a Texas state prison.
No. They first charged me with a misdemeanor, and then when to talk to her, they said that I was tampering with a witness. That's a Class D felony.
Oh, they're really fucked up out there. Yeah, they're like that.
If it's a felony, it's going to be a circuit court.
I was trying to coerce anybody.
Well, I don't know what they call it in Missouri. In California, it's the municipal court. Then you get bound over if it's a felony, and you get held call to answer in a preliminary hearing. It's the superior court. I thought you were asking if it was a state case or a federal case.
Well, it's kind of the same thing, basically. Yeah, it's
right,
the same.
Right.
No, it was a federal case. They tried to make it a state or federal case, and the state elections commission said there was no violation. So they came up with some bullshit charge to charge me with. Mm-hmm. You know, and like I said, the ranger that they got to do this case even testified before the grand jury all five times. He didn't believe that there was any intent to commit any crime or anything like that. And there's a simple
and they still brought charges?
Okay, wow. I made people's mad.
Right. I know, but you've got the Texas Ranger. You know that knows about the case, and he's gonna he's going to speak on your behalf, and they still bring charges. That's crazy. That's really crazy.
Yeah. I drag him right in front of federal court.
I helped get the person eventually that I ran against. He got beaten, not by me, but by somebody else. You know, and he doesn't blame the guy that beat him in the election. He blames me for losing. And he spent a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of his resources, you know, on this personal vendetta against me, you know, when, you know, it all started out because, you know, he was the attorney for the elderly man or that owns the house he's passed away now that I live in now. And basically he used his position as his attorney to rape him of his life's work and dignity. You know, and I tried to help this before the election.
Okay, it's complicated, right.
It's in the first place. It's because the lawyer helped steal this old man's life's work. You know, he's a multimillionaire. Got so broke that at the end of his life, I was working for him, and I took out some extra student loans to help him pay for his heart medication. That's how badly this lawyer screwed him over. And he used used the fact that he was friends with people. You know, I went up to the DA's office. You know, this is before I was charged with all this stuff, before I ran for office. I went up and talked to the district attorney's office, and the detective that was discussing the case said, "Well, I've been fishing with Sam for 30 years, and I just don't believe you." And I said, "Well, I have documents and proof, and like that. These documents printed out by the state."
What you're going to want to do is find it firm to touch.
I'm sorry about that, guys. Sorry about that.
Here we go again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, and I went and told him I had a bunch of proof, you know, and had it all the documentation. It's like, you don't have to believe me. You don't have to believe my word. We've got proofs that he signed his name and had some stuff done, had the things transferred in an illegal way. We have boxes worth of documents. It's like, and the detective who was friends with the guy who's investigating said, "If you don't get your ass out of here right now," puts his hand on his gun like he's going to pull it out, "you're going to be really sorry.
You're lucky you're not black. You'd have been dead."
You know. Mm. You know, and the thing is, there was another detective there that heard the whole thing. Well, he ended up getting offered a job working for the new company. See, the old man owned a propane company, so he was a multimillionaire. He was so poor when he died, I had to help him pay for his medication. That's how badly this person that has been after me. And that's all I did was just stand up for an old man who helped me.
That's the other part of the equation.
And I haven't been able to walk quite right ever since then. But he took me in his home because I was living in a storage building at the time when he met me. You know, I mean, I was just trying to help somebody out. And I saw this hotshot, fancy lawyer sitting on city council cheating an old man. And this man was a good man, too. He helped build, like, four churches here locally. He helped finance. He was benevolent. He's a nice guy. He has faults like everybody else. But, you know, and we had him cold. And we brought that information before the DA's office, and they just basically said, "Get out of here, or we're going to shoot you." You know, this is even before I ran for office. I probably should have known then. But I thought I was doing the right thing. I thought in America, all the stuff that you're saying is true, that, well, you know, if you have rights in case and all the blah, blah, blah is within order, everything will happen outright. Well, it doesn't happen that way if everybody's friends. You know? No disrespect.
You know what you say.
You needed a real lawyer.
Yeah. You needed a real lawyer.
That would have stood them up in court and threatened them and let it be known that he would, you know, that this wouldn't rest. They knew that you didn't have the resources to follow through. And you had a public defender who doesn't really give a fuck. It's no secret, you know, that, you know, I'm disabled because, well, I got hit by a car, you know.
Right.
You know, I mean, I have physical problems. You know, I'm not somebody that doesn't want to work, okay. You know, I mean, I have really serious back problems. I got hit by a car going 45 miles an hour. I shouldn't have lived, you know. I'm a lot of all, you know, and I'm in pain. I'm only 40 years old, but no, I'm not like I'm an able-bodied person. I don't have the kind of options that, that an average person my age probably would have. Because I
know even people with options are having a hard time now with options and intelligence and degrees.
But after seeing all the shit
happen
before and given that opportunity, you know, you sit there, well, I can't believe that you sit there and, you know, do all this stuff. Well, you know, I'd been beaten up. I'd sit there watch people's rights been taken away, even though we had absolute proof. We had some people that were the bookkeepers on tape. And I had that information to give to the attorneys. Well, the thing is here in Texas, if the district attorney doesn't want to pursue a case, end of story.
Right.
You know, they may have been able to.
All the stuff you're saying is the reason why I've always been fearful of the South.
Yeah.
Because I always felt like something like that could happen. That you can just get railroaded and screwed over.
Storm of good old boyness. I love my town.
Yeah.
I don't hate anybody here. I don't like seeing people mistreated. You know, I ran for an office that paid $1 a year. I didn't lie on a damn thing. You know?
Yeah.
You know, I found out our local sheriff had been molesting little girls. And, you know,
I want to know why you got a problem with the fucking South. Constantine, aren't you a Freemason? Beasy, why do you hate the South so much for?
Mason, shut up with that crap.
Shut up with what crap? Didn't you just tell me that your father is a Freemason?
Yeah, doesn't mean I am.
Yeah, you're a Freemason, so what the hell you talking? You should have pull in the fucking court system, so what are you worrying about it for?
Yeah,
you're a Freemason.
Would you drop it?
And why do I have a problem with the South?
Have a problem with the South, Beasley?
Listen to his story.
What do you mean it's a different story? What do you mean?
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Have you been listening to his story?
Excuse me.
Y'all heard his story? What do you got to do with the South?
It's happened in the South.
Mm-hmm.
Your problems is what is you blaming on the South, right?
Well, corruption.
Antoinette has something to say. Go ahead, Antoinette.
Yes, Eddie. What are you saying, man?
Fucking Block Talk Radio, man. What's up with all these Block Talk fucking gangster Block Talk motherfuckers, man?
You turned up tonight, huh?
Yeah, I'm turned up tonight. Yeah, hell yeah. Fuck that, because everybody get on Block Talk and run their fucking mouth.
Why can't I have that opinion of the South? How does that bother
you?
What's
that opinion? I'm just saying, man. Y'all, a lot of people, y'all on Block Talk Radio, run y'all damn mouth, and y'all ain't doing
that's,
shit.
It's talk radio, Michael Hood. That's what we're supposed to do.
Okay. We have 10 minutes left of the show. And at this time, so Block Talk does not cut us off, we would like to thank everyone for coming. We would like to thank everyone for coming. And Ron, go ahead.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to thank everybody. I really appreciate
everybody.
I'm
sorry if I got angry.
That's all right, man. It happens sometimes, you know, but
that's
cool.
So if you weren't in the situation, and this was a developing thing over years, you know, I can understand, you know, it's not just as simple, no, I didn't plead guilty. If I had known that I was effectively pleading guilty, I don't know what I've done because I felt like I still had no choice. I had no choice.
Trial with somebody
that was not going to represent me, that didn't even know my full story because he wouldn't listen to it. That's the choice I had. So I thought I was either, I'm not guilty, but I can't prove I'm innocent, or go to trial with somebody that's going to sell me down the river. I thought that I had, of the two options, I would think that I probably made the better one. But you know what? Hindsight is 20/20.
But it's the only one you had at the time, man. That's the problem. It's the only option you had is go their way or try to fight them and wind up worse condition you're in the first place. But that's the extortion part of it. That's what I explained to you earlier.
But I've also seen some of my other friends get raped of their rights, too, in that same courtroom. Mm-hmm. So, Sure. You know, because I was
it
in a watchdog loop. We had 450 people. All four of our head people, including myself, the founder, had bogus charges brought up against us. One of us was forced to leave the state.
Sure.
One of us they left alone because he's dying of cancer. And the third, they convicted on another bogus charge. They said that he was illegally dumping dumping trash. You know what the trash that was dumped there? A road grader pushed that trash from the middle of his alley onto the back of his fence. They just found the charge. This is
sure. Oh, yeah.
And now his son is in foster care because his wife had already died because he was a member of the city council watchdog group.
Damn.
You know, we convinced the city council that if they were going to raise property taxes to pay for this bogus lake, we're going to make sure they weren't going to get elected. And every single one of us had some kind of charge brought against us and his kid.
Sure. That's what I said. It's a click game. It's a click game. They play it. They do that shit. Their own personal click. You threaten their click, and you're one individual, they're going to come for you.
I'm done. I'm sorry, guys. I shouldn't have gotten it all.
Oh, you're right, man. You're right. Absolutely, man. You're right. Absolutely. But anyway, yeah, I want to thank everybody for coming tonight. Sure appreciate it. Yeah, tomorrow night, I think we're going to have a different topic tomorrow night. But yeah, everybody needs to come back and listen to us because it'll be a pretty good one, of course. It always is when we and Antoinette talk. Yeah, I sure appreciate it. Everybody, you know, Constantine, thanks for calling and talking with us, man. I sure appreciate it. And everybody else, you know, Mike Hood, you know, Elvira, all you guys. And Elvira, I will be contacting you, sweetheart. But
thank
yeah,
you.
Anyway, it's coming into that time for us in this show. And like I said, I want to thank each and every one of you for coming to the Ron Rick Show live here on BTR. And I think I'm going to kick us off with a cool little scene. So everybody have a good night and a safe day tomorrow, August day, wherever you're at.
Right on. Great show. Ron, wrong one.
Oh, I sent you some nice stuff in my email. Check it out.
Okay, thank you. I will.
Sure, you may want to.
I'm going to check it now.
Okay, thank you.
But
one is for your grandchildren.
Oh, okay.
The last letter Malcolm X wrote.
Oh, wonderful.
I was
okay.
Talking to my microphone.
I got a song.
Boy,
pardon me?
I'm mentally retarded. I had a song going, but you killed me.
Oh, no, I didn't. The one that you played, I had uploaded, and I got to go back through and take that one out because it will only play for just that, and then it stops.
Yeah, you got two songs in there. Okay. I see it. Well, have a good night, everybody.
Yes,
see you tomorrow night.
Miss Elvira, we'll talk. And Constantine, thank you for coming. And come and visit us again. Tomorrow night should really be a good show. And maybe something in that can help you also. But thank you, everyone. Have a good night.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. Don't punish me with brutality.